across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Evening, dear listeners. Ian Lee, Talk Radio. Busy show this evening. We're saluting forgotten bands and lost acts that perhaps we never quite knew. For two reasons, I will explain which later on. Whom versus who? And, starters and desserts. Start calling. Speak to you in a sec.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, it's where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel life that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel life that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow, I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, and we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. So if you wanna join me, grab your hat, come travel like that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam.
They sack him here.
Oh!
They sacked him there. Sometimes it's harsh, sometimes it's fair. They'll sack him again, my friends, this we all know. Until then, it's the Ian Lee Show.
Boom.
There we go.
So it's, good evening, this is Ian Lee, this is Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We have a ridiculous amount of people watching us on Periscope, thank you for that. I think everybody is hoping that tonight's show will be as good as, if not better, than yesterday's show. Well, I hate to break the news to you guys, but I am like a corrupt boxer. I am taking a dive. I've been paid top dollar by Katie Hopkins, who is broadcasting on the other station, and I am taking a bribe, and I am taking a dive to make things even easier for her. But this is what we can do tonight. 0844 499 1000. We can play Hopkins bingo. And no cheating, otherwise there's no fun in it, okay? But you phone up. You tell me what you think Katie Hopkins is talking about right now. Don't cheat, guys, because you could Google it. You know what I mean? We'll tune in to LBC and we'll see if you're right. Now, I'm trying to think. She did. Did she do the Aloha Akbar yesterday? Did she do that? She didn't do that. Well, she might be doing that. She might be doing that. And, what other kind of Muslim-y stories are there? What kind of stories where she can put in her poison and her hatred? Oh, the Queen talking about China? Queen talking about China, maybe? Maybe? I don't know. 0844 499 1000. We'll have a little listen in a bit and see what she's banging on about. Lots of other stuff on the show this evening. Whom? We're going to celebrate bands and acts that maybe we never heard of, or maybe we kind of heard of, but we haven't heard of for a long time. There are two excellent reasons as to why I'm doing this. Two excellent reasons, and we'll get into those a bit later on. I had a great idea for a restaurant. Catherine and I went out for a classy... We went to a very classy Portuguese restaurant where they serve delicious peri-peri chicken. I don't know if you've heard of it. Nandos. And it dawned on me, and I'm sure I'm not the only person to have had this thought, it dawned on me, right, that the best bits of meals are the starters and the desserts, right? So why... Oh, wait, 444-499-1000, by the way. We call you back, so don't worry. We'll call you straight back. So why doesn't someone... And some hipster has probably done this, in which case I salute them. Why doesn't someone start a restaurant where all they serve are starters... And desserts. No main. You don't have a main. Because I can't, these days, I can't do a starter, a main, and a dessert, right? So it's normally, I'll have a starter and no dessert, or I'll, you know, I'll skip the starter and have a dessert. Why not a restaurant where that's all they flipping do? That's it. That's it. There's no, don't even worry about the main. Because let's be honest, the mains are generally quite disappointing. 0844-499-1000. Those are the things that I've got. The way this show works, and we're getting new callers all the time, particularly this week. Thank you, James Rea, the boss of LBC. Thank you, sir. Genuinely, yes, you wouldn't give me a job, but in many ways, you're making this job a lot easier. So thank you. So welcome to the new listeners. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to throw these kind of topics out at you. You can jump up in the air and grab them between your teeth like a dog chasing a frisbee in California in the 70s. Or you can call in about anything you want. Anything at all. I mean, we had a gentleman last night who called in to say that he thought gay pride was a bad thing. And get this. He was gay. Flipping heck. What a head spin that was. 0844 499 1000. Caddick's on the line. Good evening, Alan.
Good evening, Ian. It's the infidel.
It's what?
It's the infidel.
The infidel. Yes, that's correct, Alan. Alan called up yesterday and tried to start a revolution in his pants by suggesting that...
About the littlest hobo.
About the littlest hobo, yes. Suggesting that there were people on a Facebook group, the Talk Radio listeners' Facebook page, that were anti-hobo, right? Anti-hobo. And then I did some investigation.
You did some detective work.
I did some detective work. And I noticed it was you that was anti-hobo.
Well, I've laid that to bed tonight because there's a far greater enemy in my sights.
There's a far greater enemy in your sights. Is it ISIS?
No, worse than ISIS.
There's something worse than ISIS?
Yeah.
Go on.
Donald Trump.
Oh, well, I don't know.
That's my entry for Hopkins Bingo.
So you're saying that Trump is your entry for Hopkins Bingo?
Yeah.
Okay, well, stay there, because we've got someone who wants to go head-to-head with you. James is on the line. Good evening, James.
Hey, Ian, how you doing?
James, do you know what...
Good evening, James. Hello, you all right? Not bad.
Well,
good man.
It looks like, and Alan, I need to have a word with you because I might play the answer phone messages a little bit early tonight, Alan, because...
I've contributed to the answer phone messages.
No, you haven't, but all of the messages tonight are pretty much about you. Anyway.
Oh, I'll be listening with interest.
Yes, you shall. James, you want to play Hopkins Bingo Aswell?
Yeah, so I've got two shots, and my first safe bet...
Well, hang on a sec. So this is what she's talking about.
If you're having two, I'm having two.
All right, guys, calm down. Hopkins Bingo is kicking off already. It really has got very, very tense. Here's the thing, right? It's what she's talking about this hour, the 10 o'clock hour. She'll only be doing... Because they're very lazy over there, they only do one question per hour, right? So what is she talking about this hour? It's the big hour. It's the hour that's got the most listeners. And there'll be points. You'll get a point if you get the topic right. You'll get a bonus point if you get the question that she's asking about the topic right.
Oh, this is good.
Okay. James, and you've both got two hands. So, James, let's go with your first suggestion, please. What do you think Katie Hopkins is talking about right now?
OK, so I saw this in the Express earlier.
Okay.
The BBC advertising a job only for black and ethnic minority people,
okay.
And Hopkins is outraged about this.
OK, OK, black BBC, I'm writing there. And what do you think the question is?
Should your hard-earned licence fee money be spent on, excluding people, shall
okay.
say, or
okay.
like that,
brilliant,
be.
Brilliant, I like that. So that's your first hand. We'll come to your second hand in a second, James. Caddick, what's your first hand for Hopkins Bingo?
She's currently got a word on the BBC News app.
She's
about
got
Donald Trump doffering the stance on the ban of Muslims.
Donald Trump and the ban of Muslims. That's quite old news, Alan.
No, but with the new London Mayor Sadiq Khan being elected.
Aha! And what do you think her question might be?
Should Donald Trump be allowed in London to meet
okay.
Sadiq Khan?
Okay. We're going to go to the second hand, and James, I can tell you this.
Hmm.
She did the black BBC story yesterday.
Oh, what?
Yes, yes, James, she did it yesterday.
Rude.
And I've got beef. I'm statistically good.
I'm on form. I'm just slow.
Well, you're 24 hours behind. I've got beef with Catherine about that. I'll discuss that later on. Let's hear your second hand in Katie Hopkins Bingo.
Okay, this is my surefire win.
Okay.
I'm going to move the phone a few inches away from my mouth and shout, "The immigrants!"
The immigrants, okay. And do you have a question to go with that blanket coverall?
no, I've not thought that far
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. That's fine. So I know I've put a lot of pressure on you. Alan, let's hear your second hand. Both your hands still stand, Alan. And, James, she may have gone back to do the black BBC. We just don't know. Both hands stand, OK? Alan, what's your second hand in Katie Hopkins Bingo?
Again, it's from the BBC News app.
Yep.
Her Majesty was filmed calling China officials rude. My question is, is it right for our monarch to use offensive language?
OK, the Chinese Queen. OK, we're going to go live now. No other radio station has ever done this. We're going to go live to LBC, and we're going to find out whether she's talking, as James suggests, about the black BBC, unlikely she did it yesterday, or immigrants, or, as Alan suggests, Donald Trump or the Chinese Queen. Let's go live to LBC after this break.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, it's tense here on Talk Radio. 0844 499 1000. If you give us a call, we will call you back. We've got Alan on the line and James on the line. We're playing Katie Hopkins Bingo. We are trying to work out what she's talking about on another radio station right now. James has gone with the BBC claiming or saying they will employ black people over white people. Unlikely she's doing that because she did it yesterday. His second hand in the game was immigrants. Alan Caddick's two hands are Donald Trump and the Chinese Queen. How are you feeling? Let's start with you, James. How are you feeling?
Stakes are high. I feel like I've disappointed that I wasn't on the zeitgeist yesterday. Missed that one out. I tell you in what they won't be talking about.
Yeah.
Daily Mail today reports Emma Watson using an offshore company to buy a London home. They won't be talking about that.
Okay, they won't be talking about that. Okay, well, that's, you read a lot of news.
I try to be across it, definitely. I enjoy reading the news.
You've been across Emma Watson today. Okay. Alan, how are you feeling?
Always.
Bit nervous.
Okay, well, let's hit the volume button on my Macintosh computer and let's find out.
I'm interested in your views on these heels. Do you think it's important for women to look smart and therefore heels are smart? As some people here say.
That's live. That's live. Do you think it's the talking point of the night? Do you think it's important for women to wear heels and look smart? Caddick, James, I'm afraid you were both hideously. What a curveball! And this is the beauty of Hopkins. You just don't know what's going to come out of her backside next, do you? James, Alan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much indeed. We may be playing that again a little bit later on in the show as her wheel revolves. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. I've just worked out how I can get literally 20 minutes every hour out of what another radio station is doing. Wonderful. And we've got loads of new listeners. Thank you. I've had so many emails and tweets from people who've tuned into this show over the last couple of nights because of her. Thank you very much indeed. It's really appreciated. This is Talk Radio. My name is Ian Lee. You can give us a call, 0844 499 1000. Ray's on the line. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ray. Oh, here comes a cup of tea. Look at that. Thank you, Id. Thank you, mate. There we go.
See you, of course.
Beautiful. We're in. The show has begun. What have you got for us, Ray? Oh, no. Hang on. Go away. We don't want her anymore. Yes. What have you got for us, Ray?
Ash coming in.
No, there we go. We don't want her there.
Oh, he's on. All right, well, before I go any further, let me just give you one of these.
Doorbells.
There you go.
Thank you very much indeed.
Just had to do that.
Well, in that, hang on, sir, I can. In that case, I have to greet you in a similar fashion.
Doorbells.
There we go. It's quiet, but because I'm doing everything on one volume control. But for those who missed it, of course, what you heard was
doorbells.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much indeed.
Funny,
there we go. What you got for us, Ray?
Well, I went to a quiz night last night, I've got a confession to make, sadly.
Go on.
One of the questions was, can you name three of the four monkeys?
Okay, well, easy, yes. See no, hear no, speak no.
I could only name two of them.
What the hell, Ray? How long have you been listening to me for, man?
I have been listening to you for years, and you've been drumming it in for us, you know, for as long as
I've taught you nothing. I have to go back to basics. Right, okay, class, we're going back to page one of book one. Which two did you name?
Our names Davy Jones and Mickey Dolan.
Okie dokie, well,
I just could not think of the other one, or either of them.
Ray, you've disappointed me in many ways. You've broken my heart. I tell you what I want to talk about tonight, Ray, and you can help me with this, right? I want to celebrate the magic and salute bands and acts that we may never have heard of or we might have forgotten. I'll tell you why, right? I'll tell you why. There are two reasons why this is pertinent to me. I was going through my computer today, cleaning my hard drive. You never know when there's going to be a knock on the door. Okay, and I found some files I'd downloaded a long time ago. I deleted them. I then found an album that I deleted, that I downloaded about 2 years ago, and I don't remember why I downloaded it. All I remember is that somewhere online it said, this record is a bit like this record, which is a bit like this record, which is a bit like a record you like, OK? Something like that. So it was quite a long time. And I just downloaded a handful of albums. Or maybe, I don't know. I don't know why, right? And I found this album by this woman, and I knew nothing, didn't recognise the name or anything. I thought, well, let's have a listen to the first song, right? Listen to the first 20 seconds of the opening track on this album. Listen. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Here we go. Listen to this. Hang on, that's the wrong one. Hang on, that's the wrong one. It doesn't matter, because it's all good. Here we go, listen to this. The first 20 seconds of this. Here we go. Oh, there we go. The keyboard, we're in. And then the voice. Wait for the voice, Way. Wait for the heavenly voice. Here we go.
Deep down inside, I know I still love him.
Hang on, here we go.
But he'll never know, 'cause I'll never tell.
Wait, and here it comes again.
That I'm thinking of him and wishing him well. I can walk.
Wait for the tempo change.
To him and say,
flipping heck, man! Where the hell did that come from?
Who was that?
Well, this is the thing, right? It's by a woman called Alice Clark, right? And I downloaded it from a hooky website, I'm going to be honest, because it's... no picture, nothing. Alice Clark. I downloaded it ages ago, never heard it. Listen to that. It's like, honestly, I thought I'd heard all the great lost music, right? You always get this album, oh, it's a great lost album, right? And then generally they're a bit ropey. I had the hairs on the back of my neck. It's not even my kind of music. I'm not really into that kind of sort of soul music, but, oh, my God. So I started Googling her, of course.
Mm.
Nothing. About no page on Wikipedia. Nothing, right? And then I found a little bit. The album is for sale. The vinyl copy of the album is for sale on Discogs for £310. And that is all I could find out about this woman, Alice Clark. So tonight's show is dedicated to Alice Clark. I'm assuming, Ray, that she's dead. I'm assuming she's dead. But boy, oh boy, wouldn't it be a joyous journey? But they like journeys. Yeah? Wouldn't it be a great journey if by the end of the show we found out that Alice Clark was alive in, I don't know, in Philadelphia. She was like an 85-year-old lady. And she's... Wouldn't it be great to find... Either way, tonight's show is dedicated to Alice Clark. And I want to try... If anyone knows anything about that woman, 0844-499-1000. Right. And then there was a story in the papers as well that I spotted. Now, it's quite an horrific story, and it's not quite on the same scale as Alice Clark. But I read this and I thought, oh, flipping heck, I used to like them. Don't worry, they're not paedophiles. Does the name Keith Mullin mean anything to you, Ray?
Keith Mullin?
Keith Mullin. He was a guitarist in a band that was very big, I'm going to say around 1990. Kath's got it.
Some indie band.
Shall I give you... Yes.
Soup Dragons.
Oh, very, very close, man.
Promo Scream.
The Farm,
oh, yeah.
Get on my groovy train. Get on my groovy... That groovy train was a great song. I think they also, going back to the Monkees, I think they also did a version of I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, I think. And they had All Together Now was the big hit, right? And it's a horrible story. Basically, the guy's been attacked. He's been attacked and he's been stabbed, right? But he's fine. He's fine. But it made me think, right, there are all these bands, and the Farm in the great scheme of things, you know, they'll be forgotten. There won't be people, you know, calling. It's not like the Stone Roses, when the Stone Roses got back together. Oh, flipping brilliant, the Stone Roses, you know, who are overrated, let's be honest, and certainly were a terrible live band, right? It's not like Primal Scream. It's The Farm, right? They were a little bit of a joke, but they had a few good songs, right? I remember I was late for work once because I fell asleep listening to the Groovy Train CD single. It was on a loop and I fell asleep. It was hypnotic. So tonight, Ray, I want to celebrate the magic of acts like Alice Clark, acts like The Farm that maybe we've never heard of but are brilliant, or maybe they shone brightly for just a second and then disappeared. 0844-499-1000.
Okay, yeah, because it would be good if, like, remember how you got in touch with Margot Gurian, you know, Alice Clark could get in touch with you in the same way.
Man alive. Margot Gurian, I was messaging her on Facebook the other day. Another woman with an amazing album, right, that I downloaded because I went to a geeky psychedelic website and I just saw the cover of this album from 1968 and I went, oh, I like the cover of the album. I'm going to download it. And I fell in love with Margot Gurian. Let me just... oh, look, the phones are going crazy for this one. Let me play one... She did a brilliant... She did the best... Oh, Timothy Gone. Here we go. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Listen to this, man. This is great. come on, man. Well reminded. Well played, Ray. Excellent, excellent move. And I asked her to come on the show recently. She said she's done loads of interviews, so she's going to pass, but she will come on at some point. So tonight, Ray, it is celebrating bands that people have never heard of, but are brilliant. And I don't just want, you know, like crappy obscure bands. I want really, really good ones.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the Farm on that list. Yeah, I'm going to put the Farm on there.
Okay.
Anything else, Ray? I don't know if we even got to the point of your phone call. I was just getting a bit carried away. I'm enthused.
It wasn't exactly Mojo. It was only that I could name two monkeys and no others.
Well, Ray, I'm afraid I'm going to have to fire you and ban you for the rest of the week. Is that okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed. 08444991000.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a busy show this evening. Someone has sent me a link to a forum that I'm going to look at later on about Alice Clark, which is exciting. I'm assuming, Katia, Alice Clark is sadly no longer with us.
I guess so. I'm here to talk about the Whom.
The Whom? Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome live on stage at Woodstock, The Whom? I don't know. Yeah? That was a funny noise.
Okay.
You seem to be struggling to be normal. Are you tripping?
You're doing that thing
that people do when they're tripping on LSD, where you keep thinking, act normal, act normal, act normal. But you're actually saying that out loud and everyone's hearing it. And so they know you're tripping.
Quite polite, and so waiting for you to finish the sentence.
But you were making noises. The phones have gone nuts. What's going on tonight? This isn't like talk radio. What the hell is going on? Thank you, Hopkins. And again there.
Why?
There.
It's past 10.
Yes.
I think we're waiting for the news,
There's the time. We don't have the news on the half past on this show. Thanks for paying attention.
That's lovely.
Thanks for paying attention.
Yes, I'm here to help you with your English words.
Okay.
So I gather you don't know how to when to use whom.
You gather correctly. I don't know when to use whom. And the thing is, right, the Americans are excellent at whom. The Americans are using whom, whomever, whomsoever. They are boom, 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 whom. They're doing it all the time. And they put me to shame. Not to shame, for crying out loud. They're Americans. They're nuts. But I don't know how to use whom. And I'm thinking one of two things, Katia.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're doing the noises. Either...
Yeah.
That's it. Either I learn the rules of whom.
Yes.
Or, and this is what I'm leaning towards, right? We abolish that word. We delete that word. Again with the noises. Do you know you're making them?
There.
You're making it, you're going, ah, oh.
I think it's my phone. I'm not kidding.
No, it's not your phone. How is your phone speaking in your voice?
No, but it's picking up really well on the noises.
Well, yeah, so you are effectively making the noises.
Okay. I'm going to try and stop myself.
Okay, let's try and stop. Here we go.
Hello?
That was it. That was one. Right, sorry.
That's a word.
But it started with a noise, and then you realised you made a noise, and so you went into a word.
All right.
There! Shh.
Yeah, you said you want to. Hello. Okay.
Let's see, Katia. Let's see, Katia, if you can just go. What was that? Your phone's...
That's Roger. Okay.
Roger the boyfriend. Yeah.
I wonder.
Okay.
Right. No, okay.
It's... Let's just see, Katia. Let's just see if you can go 30 seconds sans noise. Do you understand?
Oh, no.
Okay, you understand? Ready? You ready? Do you want to get all of your noises out?
No.
Then get all of your noises out. Let them out.
I want to explain...
You can do.
When you use the whom...
Yes, you can do, but I want to help you in life, just as you want to help me. It's my gift to you. Please accept it, otherwise it's rude.
Okay.
Right, so let's go 30 seconds without any noise. You ready?
Are you going to count from 30 to 0?
I'm watching on a clock. Ready, steady, go. There, straight in. Straight in, there was a noise.
I didn't.
Yes, OK. So the point is, no noise. So, avec silence. Avec silence.
Right.
Oui?
Oui.
You tell me when you want to go. Tell me when you're ready.
No, because it would count as noise.
Ready?
I'm not falling for that.
3, 2, 1, silence. There, there. What was that?
That's me scratching my head.
Well, don't scratch it. I don't understand what's so difficult to understand. It's a really simple concept, right? All you've got to do is be silent for 30 seconds.
Can you do that?
I can do that. Can you do it?
Well...
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. There! What was that? That was a snort. That was a Gallic snort of indignation. She was indignantly Gallically snorting.
Well, why would you want me to do that? Because every day I say nothing. I'm in my workshop all alone. No one's speaking to me. So that's why I'm doing noises on the phone.
Oh, Katia. Well, listen. You go away and practice, and we'll speak again soon. Thanks a lot for your call. 08444. Did we get to her point in the end? I don't know. 08444 499. What's the phone number? 1000. Yes, that's it. I knew there were some more numbers to come, and they were. We call you back, by the way, guys. We call you back. That's the word, isn't it? Yes, there we go. Let's go to Claire. Good evening, Claire.
Hi there.
Hi, Claire.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. I've got a cup of tea. The vibe is strong with this one. It's Wednesday. I've had a long day. I did a voiceover for a television programme for Channel 5, which is very funny. Then we went to Nandos. And, yeah, I'm good. I'm good, actually, Claire. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Sounds like a busy day. Yeah, it's very good. Thank you very much.
Very busy day. Very busy day. What have you got for us, Claire?
I was wondering, just as a bit of a surprise, actually, to my boyfriend, who's on a works night out tonight. He usually listens to your programme, the full programme, as a catch-up the day after. So
yes.
This might be a wee surprise for him.
Well, what's his name?
Alan.
Hey, Alan, while you're out on your works do, Claire was phoning me up. And I don't know if you've noticed the tone of her voice, but she's hot for me, Alan. She's hot for me, all right? And who knows, I may even have driven round after... Whereabouts do you live, Claire?
Surbiton.
Surbiton, not far. I can make it. I may have popped round there straight after the show and may have got up to all kinds of shenanigans. So,
I'll keep the kettle on for you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. So in your face, loser. Anyway, Claire, apart from to invite me round for shenanigans, what else have you called in for?
Oh, I actually wanted to thank you and Cass for introducing me to Viv Albertini's book. It's fantastic.
To the what?
The Viv Albertini book.
So I thought you said, for a second I thought you said The Babadook, which is that Australian horror film, which is completely... The Viv Albertini book. Oh, isn't it good?
It's incredible, yeah. What a story.
Close, boys, music, or something like that. It's all kind of... Have you finished it?
Nearly. I'm 80% through, according to my Kindle.
Okay.
It's all been a bit tragic and getting... More promising. Well, not promising.
Yeah.
You know.
I think there might be a little bit more tragedy around the corner before you get to the bit at the end. But isn't it, for those who don't know, Viv Albertine was in a punk band, all-female punk band called The Slits in about 78, I think. And she's just led the most amazing life. And we had her on the show maybe about a month ago. And it's a book. My sister got it for me, Claire, because she said all my books are about 60s rock dudes. And she said, you need to start reading about some women. And I took it on holiday with me, thinking, oh, I'm not really going to enjoy this. It looks rubbish. And I was stuck for 2 days. I couldn't put it down. Put it down. It was great. Oh, I'm glad you found that.
Yeah, no, it's stunning. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Claire. Anything else?
Your band, actually, I was thinking about that whilst listening to your other callers. Yes. Band I used to listen to a lot, I guess, when I was younger, was Wedding Present. And it just kind of got me thinking. I hadn't heard of them for a little while. And lo and behold, we're looking at, they've got a Facebook page and they're still touring. So you kind of introduced me to them.
Now, The Wedding Present, I always associate with the House of Love, which are another band, I think, around that time. And I think, my sister quite liked the wedding present, but I don't know. I know they did a cover of Pleasant Valley Sunday, actually, by the Monkees, yeah. But I've never heard it. But I don't know what. Now, who was in the wedding present and what did they do?
Oh, see, now this is me digging back. Oh. David Gedd, I know, was the main guitarist, but I kind of need to go and re-educate myself, I think. Sea Monsters is one of my favourite albums.
And have you? When was the last time you heard them?
Oh, God, probably about 15 years ago or something.
I wonder, would you do us a favour, Claire? Don't you, no rush, but in the next week or so, would you mind digging that out, having a listen, and getting back and letting me know if it stands the test of time?
I will.
Because it's interesting, isn't it? Sometimes we discover bands that were big and important in our youth, or even fleeting in our youth, and we go, oh, I haven't listened to this for ages, I'll put this on, and they can sometimes be a little bit stinky. And you think, what the hell was 16-year-old me thinking about? But they might be brilliant, and that you might have stumbled on something. So would you let us know, please, Claire?
I will do that, yeah.
Nice one, mate. All right. Thanks very much for your call. See you later on. Ta-ta. There we go. We got a show, guys. We got a show. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. Bands and acts that kind of have fallen off the radar for whatever reason. Alice Clark, if you know anything about the soul singer Alice Clark, whom? And starters and desserts. This is Ian Lee. This is Talk Radio.
Late night Ian Lee.
On air and off the loop.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It's all happening on Twitter, at Ian Lee. My sister just tells me that David Gedge from The Wedding Present has literally just started following her on Twitter. She's very excited. But then paulsquiz.com says, sadly, Alice Clark died in April 2004. I kind of thought she would be dead, but wouldn't it be nice to piece together a bit of her life? It's an amazing... I mean, I've heard one song on this album, and it's a joy, man. It's an absolute joy. So we're celebrating bands that were good but kind of disappeared, were never that big. The Farm, all right? The Farm were a little bit of a joke, OK? I know that. But Groovy Train was a cracking song, wasn't it? They did do Stepping Stone, I'm sure they did, and All Together Now is a sing-along classic. I'm sure it's an anthem for a football club somewhere. I remember I bought the 7-inch single for Stephen Rance's birthday. I remember giving it to him at the birthday party, which I think was either in the hut next to Windsor Leisure Pool. It was probably in his scouting hut somewhere like that. 0844 499 1000 is the phone number. We call you back. Andy's on the line. Yes, Andy.
Ian Lee's I Live and Breathe.
That's the fella.
Yeah, Alice Clark, that's a fantastic track. I was just doing a very quick look on the internet, and I found some website this guy is really extolling the virtues of Alice Clark. I must get that album, so thanks very much.
The record, if you want to buy the vinyl, it's like 310 quid on Discogs.
Is it really? It's eponymous, isn't it? Her album's just called
It's
Alice
eponymous,
Clark,
yes.
It.
And boy, oh boy, what a great word eponymous is, isn't it? Isn't
it's
it wonderful?
A good word.
I mean, I downloaded it a couple of years ago from, you know, you can find it in various. Yeah. In fact, someone's just sent me a link. I think she might even be on Spotify, so.
Oh, really?
You'll find it. But
What was that other track that you played about 10 minutes ago? What was that?
Margot Gurian. Was that the one about Timothy? Where's Timothy gone? Margot Gurian, right, is brilliant. Is brilliant. I'm going to play you... Let me play you a little bit of... I know it's not a music station, but do you know what? The cutest, sexiest Christmas song of all time, right? Now, Margot Gurian, I saw a picture...
There's very few good Christmas songs.
Oh, mate, you're about to hear the best. It's sexy and it's cute. And the reason I got this album, it's from 1968, and it's a really cute picture of a hot girl, I think she's got a fag on, looking out of a steamy window. And I thought, oh, even if the album is rubbish, I'm going to get that. It's not, it's a joy. Right, listen to this, right? This is the best Christmas song ever. Hang on, indulge me. Oh. Listen to this.
You went away. You told me you weren't coming back. You told me. But now it's cold. Christmas is coming to
ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I don't intend to spend Christmas without you.
Come on. Oh, I don't intend to spend Christmas without you. And I'm friends with her on Facebook. And she's just... the most delightful, charming woman. I interviewed her years ago on in Another Life.
Really?
Yeah, I hunted her.
And she's quite old now. I've just found her on something. Probably, and she's born in 1937 or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that. She doesn't. She only recorded one album, which you can get on CD. And I think Mama Cass covered one of her songs. I think Glen Campbell covered one of her songs. And she did it because I think the story I heard, right, was she listened to Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys and she went, yeah, I think I can do that.
Yeah,
I think I can do that. And so she went and to a record company and said, you know, Pet Sounds, I think I can do that. And she recorded this album. And it's that kind of that sort of soft spoken, slightly singing, slightly
kind of poppy, smoky voice.
Yeah. And it's a joy, man. It's an absolute joy. She doesn't play live.
Well,
She's not
two albums I have to get now.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun, Andy? Isn't it fun being a geek of a certain age and still discovering? I always say I've got enough bands. I don't need any more. Thank you.
No, but then something always like, another one.
Then something like that pops up. But here's the thing. I thought until I heard this Alice Clark song that all of the, you know, there's always a great lost album, an undiscovered classic. For ages, it was Forever Changes by Love, you know.
Yes,
then it was Odyssey and Oracle by the Zombies, right? And I thought, I've bought so many albums because an undiscovered classic from the late 60s, and most of them are pony. Absolute rubbish. I've asked Margaret to come on and she said no, not in the moment, but she will do it some point in the future. She's done a lot of interviews recently and she politely declined. But I'm living in hope. Hearing the Alice Clark tune tonight, I am living in hope that there are still great lost albums out there.
You see, sometimes you hear something like that, something like Margaret Gurian, and you think, what is that lady doing now? You know, she's obviously so talented, and right now she's sitting in her apartment somewhere, you know, watching CNN or something normal.
I think she gives piano lessons. I think she's a piano teacher to kids now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She's got no interest whatsoever in recording or playing. She never played live. She's got no interest in it whatsoever. It's something she did. She's proud of it. I'd love to read her life story, though.
Fascinating.
Andy, thank you for that, mate.
I've got one for you, mate, before
go.
Shuggy Otis.
Now, that's a reggae. Is it Shuggy Otis?
Shuggy, yeah. Strawberry Letter 23 is the song that everyone will know.
Yeah.
By the Brothers Johnson.
Yeah.
Right? But Shuggy Otis wrote that when he was 17 and recorded it and played everything himself. And it's masterful.
Hang on a second. We've got to indulge ourselves a little bit. What's the name of the song?
Strawberry Letter 23.
Strawberry Letter 23 by the Brothers Johnson. Or the Shuggy Otis version.
Shuggy Otis.
Here we go. Oh, I've gone to the wrong one.
His version, which is the original, that he played everything himself, is by far and away the best version.
Okay, now I've got to warn you, reggae is not my genre of choice.
No, it's not reggae. No, it's not, mate.
Here we go. I'm in.
And it gets all trippy. He wrote that when he was 17, mate.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in, man.
It's fantastic.
It says here, go to the end of the song to listen to the end. Let's see why the end
is. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see why the end is so good. Hang on a second, play.
Trippy, right. It's trippy.
I'm in, man. I'm digging it. I'm digging the scene. Oh, I went too far to the end. It finished. Oh, I can't do it. YouTube. Hey, Andy, listen, thank you for that, mate. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number. Gatford!
Good evening, boss. How you doing?
Do you know when to use who and whom?
No. I'm guessing it's to do with the formal. Like, you know, if you don't know, you say whom. And if you know them, you say who.
No, that is... What do you think we are? What do you think we are? We think we're Spaniards? You think we're French? Using familiar and unfamiliar tenses of the verbs? Yes.
It was a guess.
Well, it's a stupid guess. Don't give me a stupid guess, mate. I want
you
facts.
Ask the question.
So you can't even speak. You can't even speak the language of which you claim to be an Englishman of.
I can send you my birth certificate. It's a copy, but I can send it to you.
Who has got? I've got my original birth certificate.
No, see, I have my wallet pinched, and therefore I had to apply for and I had it in my wallet for some reason.
Hang on, this is the question. This is the question on everybody's lips. Why? would you carry your birth certificate around in your wallet? That is literally insane.
Took my birth certificate into school to prove to my teacher that my name was Gary, not Gareth.
You hang on, your birth certificate says Gary.
Yeah.
Who's Gatford then?
Ah.
I'm so confused.
Moving on.
By the way, N people are not on the list.
No.
Because they were rubbish. But what have you done today to make you feel proud?
I'd rather not go into it.
Call me now. 0844 499 1000. What have you done today to make you feel proud? I put 80 pence worth of change in and I always feel sorry, Gatford, for the people carrying the charity buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Always feel sorry. There was an old blind woman who used to live near me when I lived in North London. And she was amazing, right? Completely blind. And I would watch her walk. I didn't watch her walk the whole way. That would be weird. But she'd walk about 3 miles from her house up to the shops in Muswell Hill, do all the shopping, then go back. And I once saw her from my window of my flat. There were roadworks going on. And I saw her get confused. Ooh. She got confused. And she ended up in like a little sort of little car park area of some flats. And she was stuck. I went down and rescued her.
Good for you.
Thank you. And I saw her once at Waterloo Station collecting money, and I put the money in the thing, and I found her amazing. So I always, not always, that's a lie.
Otherwise you'd be like poor.
All right, mate. I quite often put some change into the buckets that people are carrying. And today it was Macmillan, and I thought, I like Macmillan. They're good.
Yep.
They helped my dad put some money in there. Here's the thing. Did you know this? They are not allowed by law
to shake
the buckets. They're not allowed to shake. What the flipping miserable git? Was it Thatcher? Was it Major? What miserable git made it a law that said, oh yeah, those people collecting for charity, they're not allowed to shake their buckets? Sweet
the
Lord!
The only ones that are allowed to shake are the poppies.
Oh, flipping it.
Oh, dear grief. Oh, no, what have I done?
I like the poppies, that's great, right? I'm not knocking the poppies, but I don't understand. And here we go. Here's the show is finally kicking into gear. 0844 499 1000. Shut up, Gatford.
I don't understand
why poppies get all, like, get special rights. Why the poppy brigade gets special rights? Is it because they're scared that some soldiers is going to do them over? What? Yeah, it's a good charity, right? But someone will phone up and go, well, without the brave men and women that poppies help, you wouldn't have any charity. So it's the most important charity.
Won't someday soon they stop being able to do it? Because won't everybody who participated in World War II
no,
be
mate,
passed away?
Well, this just shows what a numpty and how ill-educated you are. It's not just for people in World War II. It's for all current and former servicemen and women, and of course, it's for their families as well. No, Gatford, in your face with your your pacifist hippie. But I don't
conscience objector.
Whoever was the killjoy, who said you cannot shake the little buckets and the little tins of the money and sweet. Imagine it was like an MP. It must have been an MP, right? An MP must have gone in one day and said, right, anyone got any ideas? Like, the Prime Minister sat there. Anyone got any ideas for new laws? Right? I'm going to do we'll do housing later on. Yeah, taxes. Anyone got yours? Yes, I have one, Prime Minister. You know those people, those volunteers, often elderly, sometimes disabled, who stand outside supermarkets and train stations collecting pennies for charities? Well, I would like to make it illegal for them to shake their buckets. Excellent idea. Sorted. Boom. It goes up to the House of Lords. They vote it in.
I've got it. Yep. Tonight, on the show, if you ring in, you've got to shake some change. When you ring in. I'll give you the band real quick before you cut me off.
Yeah, go on.
Fuzzbox.
Oh, I love Fuzzbox.
Yep. Only the couple. I think you interviewed them,
I interviewed
you?
One of Fuzzbox, and she... Cannot remember her name.
The 6 foot one with the pink hair?
Yeah, and she... Yeah. They did Pink Sunshine.
Pink Sunshine and the one about Thunderbirds.
She was absolutely delightful. And she was a really good interview. Yeah, I liked... I can't remember her name, which is... It's not rude of me. These things happen.
You must have met a lot of people in your life.
I'm going to cut you off now, Gatford. Craig.
Hello.
Hello,
how
Craig.
Are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I'm all right. Let's leave it at that.
Alice Clark, she did die in 2004.
You know this, do you?
Yes, I do. And Alice Clark's single, You Hit Me, Right Where It Hurt Me, is the 206th song in the top 500 Northern Soul classics of all time. It was originally given to Kim Weston, who recorded it, but her version was never released, so the publishing arm didn't want to waste it. They went to Warner Brothers, they suggested Alice Clark, and it didn't get rediscovered till about 1973 when it started being played.
So what year was it recorded? What year did she record it?
I think I'm right in saying 65.
Okay. I watched a couple of good documentaries about Northern Soul. It's a thing I'm unfamiliar with. And it was, a lot of records that went completely undiscovered or B-sides, they then kind of became...
I go to all the Weekenders and the Olympics and stuff, and every time I go, I come away with a great big long list of songs on Shazam.
Yeah.
It's just brilliant. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And they're all songs that were either never hits or certainly never hits in this country. And then 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, they just got played in these clubs and people went nuts for it.
Exactly. Well, Alice Clark's version left laying in a cupboard somewhere. Then it was played at a club in 73 and it's still a big floor filler now.
And it goes for an absolute fortune.
No, it doesn't actually. It's not badly priced. On the Warner Brothers label, it's £150. And a demo version of it is only £100.
Oh, Craig, I've got to go because I've got to go to a break. Is that all? Flippin' heck. It's a good song, though. Thank you, Craig.
Talk Radio.
Okay, so before the news, it's customary in radio to kind of throw a teaser, a little titbit. Titbit or tidbit? Or titbit, didn't matter. To get you to listen after the news, because it's 11 o'clock, people switch off because the news is boring and, we all know that. So, dear listener, here is your teaser, the reason that you should be listening after 11 o'clock. Christopher, away you go.
Yes, so after the news, we'll be talking about which bands that have gone missing. Honestly, I have missed part of the conversation.
Oh, flipping heck.
Across the UK, online and...
Late Night, Ian Lee, on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Evening, dear listener. Ian Lee, Talk Radio, 0844 499 1000. It's a busy show, although the calls... We've got a few calls lined up. If you want to call, now is an excellent time to do it. The way it works is, I sit here, I've got stuff to talk about, and I'm going to go through it in a second. You can call in about that, but this show is very relaxed. We're not one of those shows where if you phone up and go, oh, I want to talk about this, then beautiful. Beautiful. Less work for me, isn't it, you see? Isn't it? So what are we talking about? Well, we found out that Alice Clark is dead, but as a result of Alice Clark and the farm, we're celebrating and saluting the magic of the forgotten pop group, the forgotten soul singer, people who were brilliant, but maybe they were never heard of whatsoever, or they kind of have one hit and then we don't hear about them anymore. 0844 499 1000. We're still trying to work out, guys, for crying out loud, if the Americans can do it, why the hell can't we? How the hell do we use whom, and how the hell do we use who? And it's time for another round of Katie Hopkins Bingo. She's broadcasting on another broadcaster, and we've had so many, thank you, and genuinely, I've had so many tweets and emails and texts, it's the plural of texts, I've asked, from people who said, I found your station, Ian, I found you, I've rediscovered you, I found you for the first time, because I could not stand to listen to that Hopkins woman. So I was just flicking around the dialer, I was looking online, and I found Talk Radio, and I found your show. Welcome one and all. She's broadcasting on another station right now. Don't look it up, don't Google it, that'll be cheating, but call in now. Let's play Katie Hopkins Bingo, as we're calling it, KHB, and you let me know what you think she's talking about right now. And the winner will win a whole tub full of bile. How's about them apples? 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you call, as that person is doing now, we will call you straight back. We will call you straight back. Changes after midnight, and I'll explain that when we get closer to midnight. Yes, Christopher!
Yeah. I'll put my guess in for that now. I bet she's talking about Prince dying or something. She's talking about how Prince died or what this thing that they found.
She's talking about, hang on, what did they find about Prince? What? Hang on, what?
They found some new. They found something in Prince's garbage there or something about.
All right, mate. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, Christopher. We're in England. So where did they find it? In his rubbish, mate.
In the rubbish. I'd have to think about that. That's terrible, isn't it?
Yes.
So
You've gone in with your hand for Katie Hopkins bingo. Well, I've written it down. We'll hold you to it. 0844-499-1000 if you want to go against that. I am a big fan of the rock group Kiss, right? I think they're silly. I think they're ridiculous. I think they're way over the top. And I think they're bloody good, right? Particularly the first four or five albums are fantastic nonsense rock, right? Just wonderfully stupid, dumb lyrics about the size of their winkles and staying in hotel rooms. Yes, there is the dubious song Christine 16. I don't normally say this to girls your age, but when I saw you coming out of school that day, I just knew I had to make you mine. Yes, there's that. And we put that to one side. We ignore that. But Gene Simmons recently has come. It makes it so. I mean, he's an idiot, right? He makes it so hard to be a Kiss fan because he said that that Prince was pathetic for killing himself with drugs. Maybe you agree with him.
That's the Morrissey effect right there, because I'm the same with Morrissey. I love everything he's done, well, most of the things he's done anyway, but when he opens his mouth about something, it's like, well, shut up.
How do you sit with that? Because Gene Simmons, and we're trying to get him on the show, and I'm kind of thinking, here's the thing, and I'm going to say something that I've carried around. I've only told a couple of people this. This is a shameful thing I've carried around with me, right? I interviewed Gene Simmons a few years ago at another radio station. I was working with a young producer called Eloise, a young woman. She's in her early 20s, right? And I'm ashamed of this. We had to meet him at Wise Buddha. It's like a recording studios in central London, just off Charlotte Street, I think it is, or somewhere around there anyway. And he was there, and he was overjoyed to see... Eloise is a very attractive young lady, right? She's wearing quite a short skirt. He was overjoyed to see her as part of the team, right?
Okay.
The interview had to take place upstairs, right? Gene said to Eloise, "Well, you go first." She went first up the stairs. He was behind her. He put his hand up her skirt. He put his hand up her skirt, right? And she kind of giggled and went, "Oh, Gene, get lost." "Oh, I'm sorry, my dear." And I kind of laughed. I should have told him. I don't like the word should. What I wish I had done is I wish I'd said, "All right, mate, that is bang out of order." Or I wish I'd started the interview and called him out on it during the interview. And I didn't. I accepted his completely inappropriate sexual touching of not only a colleague, but a mate of mine. I accepted it as part of the act. Now, I'm not for one second suggesting that Gene Simmons is a paedophile. I'm not suggesting that for a second, right? But that's how Savile worked. That's how Savile worked, and I'm not for a second suggesting that, yes, child pornography was found on Gene Simmons' computer, that's a fact, but it was accessed when he was out on tour, okay? I've read up on all of this. But that's how Savile operated, in plain sight.
Yeah, and people just sort of swept. They turned the blind eye because it was.
Yeah. And I wish people on Periscope are saying pull back, danger. Why? What I'm saying actually happened. And I just wish I'd said something. And it is to my shame
that I didn't say anything then, and I didn't call him out, and I didn't either. People are upset on Periscope because I've mentioned Gene Simmons and Jimmy Savile. I've said Gene Simmons is not a paedophile. I know that's not the case at all. I'm not in any way, let me just reiterate, I'm not in any way suggesting that he is at all. I'm just saying that Jimmy Savile acted in plain sight, and what Gene did that day was horrendous and completely inappropriate. And I wish, and it's my shame I didn't stick up for my mate.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a new topic then. So, pop stars that have done something that's made you feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, not the big shameful things, not the Gary Glitter stuff, but like the little, you know, oh, I wish he hadn't said that.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got Morrissey and so far we've got Morrissey and Gene Simmons. Pop stars who should keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, because Morrissey keeps saying about how abattoirs are basically the same as Holocaust, as the Holocaust.
Oh. Ah. Yeah. Ah. Okay. Okay, Morrissey, well done. Well done, Morrissey, well done. 0844-499-1000 is the phone number. Christopher, what have you called him for?
Well, I mean, obviously you're having a chat about music, and you know I can't resist talking about music all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
And I sort of missed part of the conversation. I think you were saying about bands that kind of just faded away or just sort of went missing.
Well, thanks for paying attention.
Well, I missed the first like sort of 20 minutes of the show.
Yeah.
I was, you know, doing something. But I just a few things spring to mind. The Sundays. Do you remember the Sundays?
I do remember the Sundays. I don't remember any of the songs they did.
Here's Where the Story Ends.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Here's Where the Story Ends. That one.
Your voice is delightful. We're going to play Katie Hopkins Bingo.
Okay.
Just remind me what your suggestion for what Katie Hopkins is talking about was.
The thing that they found today to do with Prince's death about what his doctor had prescribed to him.
Okay, you're saying that. Bruce, have you called in to play Katie Hopkins Bingo?
Yeah, I did. I did do that actually.
What do you think Katie Hopkins is talking about right now on that there station?
I don't want to come across as sexist, Ian. I really don't.
Don't, mate.
But because it's been a big story today, or certainly this evening when I've heard about it, I'm guessing shoes.
Shoes?
High heeled shoes.
High-heeled shoes. It's interesting. Why do you say high-heeled shoes?
Because there's been a report, I think it was PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Yeah.
And that somebody was working for them, didn't want to wear high-heeled shoes, and they sent her home, and she's sued them for it.
Okay. I have to tell you, Bruce, Hopkins was talking about shoes in the first hour of her show. You're bust. I'm afraid you're out of the game, Bruce. Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing. It really is. It really is. As tense that she was talking. It's a shame about Bruce. It really is. 0844-499-1000. If you want to play Katie Hopkins Bingo, and hello to Andrew Ray, who's a new listener. Thank you, Andrew. We are playing Katie Hopkins Bingo. What bile is coming out of her beehole right now on that radio station, which is hemorrhaging listeners by the ton, as I can tell because of all the tweets and the texts and all of the phone calls we're getting? 0844-499-1000. Christopher, stay there.
Uncut after-hours conversation for the up-all-night generation. Late Night Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. People are watching on online, okay? There's so many different ways you can listen to the show. I'm not going to tell you all of them now because I often listen to radio shows and watch TV shows, and I find as a viewer or listener, I'm overwhelmed when they throw out, like, Facebook, Twitter, they throw out all the stuff at once. So let me give you two, okay? Two ways that you may not be aware you can listen, right, or take part. First of all, you can download an app, Talk Radio app, on your smartphone. So go to your smartphone app store, type in Talk Radio, and it'll pop up. You can download, so you can listen on your phone, okay? Another way with this show, Monday to Friday, 10 to 1, you can watch, and there are loads of people watching right now. Got a strong audience this evening. Hello, everybody. You go to periscope.tv/Ian Lee, and that's IAINLEE. And you can watch it on your laptop, on your phone, and some people project it onto their screen, and there's loads of people. And during the breaks, the news and the ads, I go over and I talk to people. I'm kind of filming it on my pocket telephone, and it's on a tripod, and I come over and I film it. So you can, those are two ways to watch. If you want to take part in the show, the best way is to give us a call, 0844 499 1000. At the moment, we're playing Katie Hopkins Bingo. She's broadcasting on another station. She is a firebrand. She is a dangerous, slightly racist woman. What is she talking about now? Christopher is on the line. Good evening, Christopher.
Hello.
You want us... I'm going to give you the chance to change your answer. You think she's talking about Prince dying?
I think, yeah, there's a piece in the news today where they found some new evidence about what may have killed Prince.
Okie dokie, okay.
I think she's making some judgmental comments with regards to that.
I bet she is not talking about Prince at all, but that's your answer. Okay. Joshua's on the line. Good evening, Joshua.
Here I am.
You want to play Katie Hopkins Bingo?
Of course.
Of course, of course, of course. Now, you've not cheated, you've not been listening, you've not looked online or anything, have you?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, what do you think she's talking about?
The recent ruling in France about accessing work emails outside of work hours.
What are the rules in France about accessing work emails outside of work hours?
The suggestion that there'll be a ban on whether you can answer work emails outside of your contracted hours.
Wow, okay. 0844-499-1000.
Well, we should have that over here.
We should have that over here, actually. No, hang on.
We're doing the topic that she's doing.
Well, we don't know if she's doing it, Christopher. I don't think you've quite understood this game. Or this life.
It's a topic she could potentially be doing.
Okay, well, we could potentially be doing it if she's not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's nick it if she's not doing it. Let's get in there first.
Well, if she's not doing it, we're not nicking it. We're doing it. That's not nicking, that's doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Here we go. We're going to go live now to the other radio station. Let's see whether it's Prince or it's emails. Katie Hopkins? What are you spouting out of your beehole?
Oh, I'm not laughing at you being upset. Sorry, I was laughing at your earlier jibe at Graham Norton. And frankly,
I think he's complete utterly unfunny. I'm sorry, I really.
The moment they're slagging off Graham Norton. Okay,
it's fine. And I mean, you're saying it
doesn't sound like Prince.
What I believe, I you're articulating my views entirely. I don't mind the guy doing his own stuff, whatever he does. It seems to me that he's almost gained permission to be abhorrent towards women just because he's gay.
Oh, hang on a second. She's having a go at someone for being abhorrent towards women. Let me just think. Oh yeah, she is the woman, isn't she, Joshua, that called refugees cockroaches? I think, wasn't she?
That is true.
That's her, okay. Okay, let's have a listen.
Picking on Sheridan, it's horrible to see that she's now been driven off the stage because he opened the door, in my opinion, to cyberbullies who've made her life a misery. So that's my question to you.
Here we go.
In this hour, have you experienced cyberbullying?
Oh, for crying out loud, you stupid woman. Have you experienced cyberbullying? Let's just get this right. She's the woman that called dying children, refugees fleeing from war-torn countries where their mothers, their sons, their brothers, their cousins have been killed. She called those people willing to risk their lives travelling thousands of miles across the sea cockroaches. And she's having a go at Graham Norton, because he's gay, having a pop at an actress. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what LBC has become. Well done, guys. Well done. Joshua, Christopher, I'm afraid neither of you were correct. So the prize pot carries over to the next hour and the next round of KHB, Katie Hopkins Bingo. 0844-499-1000. Happy Tree, yes.
Hello, can I make a prediction about what Katie Hopkins will be talking about
you
next hour?
You certainly can.
She will be talking about the output of talk radio. And her question will be, I'm sure you can anticipate, what is Ian Lee talking about?
Man alive, do you know what? I would literally explode in my pants and then disappear up my own backside and then die if that were to happen. Wouldn't that
have
be...
Have you already done that? Obviously.
Wouldn't that be the coolest thing if we flicked over to her just as she was saying, right, well, let's flick over to Talk Radio now and find out what Ian Lee's talking about. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd love that.
You should text her and suggest it.
Guys, and can I just... I really cannot stress this enough. Please don't call her on 0345-6060973. Do not call that number. Do not prank her. Do not mention my show on her show and then send me the audio. Please do not do that. That would be bang out of order. What you got for us, Happy Tree?
It's not funny. It's not clever.
No, it's not funny.
This is the grammar masterclass because, like refugees are clickbait to Katie Hopkins, grammar questions are clickbait to me.
Yes.
So you're asking about the difference between who and whom.
Correct. When would I use who, when would I use whom, and when would I use to whom it may concern?
Okay, well, let's take the simple sentence. Ian Lee fears Mike Mendoza.
Okay.
So
whom is Mike Mendoza?
No. Who?
Whom?
It's okay.
Whom is Mike Mendoza?
No. Whom does Ian Lee fear?
Whom is Mike Mendoza?
But who fears? No, because if it's is, then it's the subject of the verb. See, this is, you've got two things that happen with a verb. You've got the subject and the object. So
whom is the object?
Yes.
No, so whom who is no is no whom. Is the object.
Ah, okay. You're twisting it around. Okay.
No. Whom is the object?
Well, you could even... who is the object?
No. Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, Mike Mendoza.
Who is the subject?
But I don't know. Who?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, everything, every good argument, every good lesson turns into Abbott and Costello if both sides are playing from the same hymn sheet. Yes.
Let's just leave it there and come back to it after the homework.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Well, I'm glad that's cleared up. Catherine joins me in the studio.
I could stop this now if you want, but if you're having fun, I'll...
I'm having the time of my life. I'm having a James Whale of it.
Grammar fun.
Call me now. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're still trying to get Gene Simmons on the show, not tonight. Did you hear my story?
I told you this story before.
It's to my great shame as a man and as a human being that I didn't either say something as it happened instead of laughing and going, or once we got to the interview started, Gene, before we talk about Kiss, can I just ask, why the hell did you think that was appropriate behaviour?
You do at the end once you've got the interview.
Well,
that's what you do. Well, I didn't do it. Eloise handled it like we all, I think most women handle stuff that happens to us. I was once interviewing a guy and he sat on my lap.
Yeah. Who was that?
He was an ice hockey coach. Oh, I used to go and see every weekend. And at one point, I went to interview him. He was a nice guy and everything, just a bit of an idiot. And then, I was interviewing him in the locker room, and he sat on my lap. So I said on the microphone, that rustling you hear is X sitting on my lap.
But you wouldn't do it now, though. Now you tell them to jog on, wouldn't you?
I would make them. I would take the mickey out of them. I probably wouldn't have a massive...
I remember as well that when that happened with Jean and Eloise, she was, I'm guessing, she was 25.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And he was, I don't know, 60. Do you know what I mean? He's a very big man. He's a physically a big man.
The thing is, at the time it's happening, you can't quite believe it. So if you have the presence of mind to hit them with a one-liner, then that's what most women would do. They don't want to make it... I don't want to go to full hairdryer.
But the thing is, right, and here's the thing. I love Kiss. I love Kiss. I'm going through a really big Kiss phase at the moment. I just finally got round to watching the MTV Unplugged, and I loved it. I've just read Paul Stanley's autobiography, then I've read Peter Criss's, and I'm going to start doing some of their concerts from the 70s when they're in full makeup and all that stuff. And I love them. I think they're wonderfully ridiculous and over the top and just nuts, and I love all that. But he makes it really, really hard. You know, the stuff he said about Prince and the stuff he said about Robin Williams killing himself, all of that stuff. It's so hard It's, again, not in any way comparing what Gene Simmons has done to what this gentleman has done, not in any way, but it's almost like Gary Glitter, in as much as, I'm not saying that Simmons is sexual proclivities in any way like that at all, just to be clear. But it's behaviour that I personally find abhorrent.
Yeah.
On a much bigger scale with Glitter, but I like Glitter's music.
Right.
And I like watching videos about him on YouTube. This is the great confusion I have in my head. There are some brilliant documentaries about Glitter on YouTube. The one about where he joins Jerry Cottle's circus in 1982.
Incredible.
It's an arena episode, and it's incredible to watch. But the dichotomy, the confusion, the confliction in my brain is, I shouldn't be enjoying this because of what he did.
I also wonder whether the fact that he made a massive joke of himself, you know, like Savile, made a big joke about being a big flamboyant idiot, allowed him to get away with stuff because it was all just him being him. You know, people shrugged it off in a way that they probably wouldn't with anyone else.
Oh, 0844, 499-1000. We just lost a phone call. I don't know who that phone call was on line two, but we lost that. So if you could try and get them back, that would be awesome. Rashid!
Ian, Kat, Eid!
Rashid! Yep. Rashid! Rashid!
Big up, Ian, big up your chest to the east and the west.
Oh, mate, let's have it. Noel Taylor, call back again, mate. We lost you. Call back. Kath's hot to talk to you. What you got for us, Rashid?
I want to go for the bingo, Katie Hopkins bingo. I want to make a prediction.
Well, this is the... Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm running out of blank paper. We will take bookings for the next hour of Katie Hopkins bingo. Did you hear what she's doing
now?
Yeah,
and I thought the Graham Norton thing was quite subtle. I know it was...
I don't want to do Hopkins.
Anyway, it was a really...
Just remember, she's the woman that called dying children cockroaches. Just remember that.
Yeah.
What do you think she's going to be talking about, Rashid, in the next hour?
Let me try and do an impression of her. Let me hold me now. One second.
Okay.
Which type, ladies and gentlemen, which type of sausage shall one enter into one's bottom or anus and
okay,
run
okay, there we go. That's wonderful, Rashid. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, that's...
She did say she would do that.
Did she say she'd do that?
She said she would run down the street with a sausage up her bottom.
When? What for?
If the mayoral election went the way it ended up going.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
So, doesn't it,
things that make you go, Oi. 0844-499-1000.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844-499-1000. If you want, I feel like we've got Dan, we've got Andy, we've got Chris, we've got so many people that are tweeting, and Justin, we've got so many people that are tweeting and texting that have come over from the dark side to this show because they can't stand to listen to the bile spouting from that offensive woman. So I in many ways, I am grateful that Hopkins is on because it makes my job so much easier. Have you noticed yesterday and today, we've had like more phone calls than we've had in ages during the show. And it's a lot of new people as well, or a lot of people I haven't spoken to for years because they've rediscovered us because of what's going on over there. Isn't it funny?
Yeah.
The pressure's on now, though, guys. The pressure's on now. By the way, saying that, we've got no phone calls lined up. So if you want to give us a call, now would be a darned excellent time. Let's have a little recap of what we're talking about. Who and whom? To whom it may concern? Who may it concern? I don't know. Who is whom? That's what we're asking. 0844-499-1000. We call you back, guys. We will call you back. So I found this awesome... Let me play you 30 seconds of this again, right? I found this awesome album that I downloaded ages and ages ago. And I don't even remember why I downloaded it. I didn't even see the cover. I quite often download records because I like the cover. It's by someone called Alice Clark. And where has it gone on my computer? Right, here it is. Right, listen to this, man. You will never have heard this song. Okay, listen to this. Here we go. Thank you. awesome. Oh, absolutely wonderful, right? And the farmer in the newspaper, for a horrible story, one of them got stabbed. He's fine. But I thought, you know what, the farm, they were a bit of a joke, but actually they were a good joke. I enjoyed them.
One of those guys ended up working with my dad.
Really?
Yeah, I think he ended up being like a picture editor or something, or a sports writer. Yeah.
And it's a thing, isn't it? You do wonder, a lot of those bands, you know, we spoke to Miles Hunt, who was lucky enough that he managed to turn, you know, his not brief, his substantial flirtation with pop stardom, when he's like a big pop star for like a couple of years, he's turned it into a career. And he writes books and he still does albums and he does tours and he makes a living out of it. But there are so many bands, so many fallen soldiers like The Farm, who I would imagine they've had to get proper jobs. They do proper jobs. You know, this guy, in fact, Keith Mullin, where is he now? He is he's a lecturer at the Liverpool Institute for Performing Arts. So he talked about being in pop group. Brilliant. Fantastic. 0844 499 1000, by the way, is the telephone number. Noel Taylor, give us a call back because your phone won't accept our calls because you're nuts. So you do want, if you work or you have worked with someone and you say, what did you used to do before this? You know, I was in the Rocking Birds.
Who was that bloke we met in the cafe that time?
Oh, he was the original drummer from the Hollies, and they got rid of him because he wasn't very good.
Well, it turns out he was ill.
Well, yeah, he was. He had MS, I think, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or you know, there's your manager at Iceland. You go, and they said, well, I used to be in a band. Oh yeah. What band were you in? I was in Ned's Atomic Dustbin. Do you know what I mean? If someone like that, if you've ever worked or you found yourself working closely with someone who had a brief flirtation with pop, 0844 499 1000. So we're celebrating unsung heroes or heroes that were sung
a bit.
Here's another one, right?
Yeah.
Remember when my dad died, right? Mm-hmm. I bought two lots of things. I bought lots of time travel movies, because I like time travel movies. I found some great ones. And I bought lots of albums, I think from Cherry Red Records, which is a brilliant... And I would just go on their website and go, I like the look of that. I like the look of that. And I buy some were rubbish and some were brilliant. Yeah. One of them was this album by Tiancara. Right?
Oh, I remember that.
Right. This is a brilliant album, right? And again, there's not much about them. The front cover is two kind of hippies, a bloke and a woman. It's a terrible cover, right? They're sat on the pavement by a fire hydrant, eating massive sandwiches, looking over their shoulder, almost with contempt at the photographer, right? And then the album is a masterpiece. Here we go. Listen to this. When his harmony comes in, it's wonderful.
When I was a kid, I had this friend who followed behind me, watching my heels and stepping in time. Soon he grew up and still he watched, listening for signals.
It's about an irritating boy. And then listen, here comes the harmony.
Keeping his mouth, watching his mouth, eating his words and stepping in time.
Oh no, it's another verse. Here we go.
He tagged along and I was proud. Didn't do no harm, saving my face when we stood in line. He wasn't cool, but he was there. I was his idol and he didn't dare to step out of line.
Here we go.
Bow to my whim, come go stay, but don't get in my way for stepping in time. You, where did you go? Always was a friend to me.
Would you do anything for me? What a record.
Hey, do you remember do you remember when we discovered Spanky Wilson?
Yes! Oh, yes! The thing about that album... So my mum just called me, which means she's probably not very well, but that's something that she will have to deal with on her own, and there'll be people that... Sorry, that's why I'm a little bit thrown. And the thing about that album is they recorded it just like acoustic guitar and then singing. And then they went back to hear it and they put like loads of strings and a band on it. And they went, well, this is rubbish. We don't want this. And we don't have anything to do with it. And they abandoned it. And it's just out there. It's just out there. So we're celebrating those lost bands. 0844 499 1000. Richard's on the line. Good evening, Richard.
Hello. Yeah, I've got a topic for you, and you might as well clear all the other topics, because one's the best topic.
Beautiful, Richard!
Strode in very confidently.
Let's have it!
Yeah, this is, you know, Sonny Goldfield, I think.
If it still existed, yes.
Oh, does that not exist anymore?
No,
we won.
Go on.
Okay, you won it forever.
We were the last one, so we win forever.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, what's the difference between a boat and a ship?
The difference size. Between a boat and a ship... No, it's not. It's not just size. It's that's incorrect data,
you
Catherine.
You can fit one in the other. But...
No, that's incorrect. It's not just size. Do you know the answer to this, Richard?
No.
It's to do...
No, you don't.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh. I don't believe you do.
Well, I do. You know they call submarines boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not, yeah, that's like amateur stuff. Like, we've gone next level. We've
wow.
Gone
for
that. Well, ships have masts.
No, they don't.
Oh! Who's that in the background? Who's the brains in the background?
That's Joshua, who phoned in for...
Let me speak to Josh. Let me speak to Big Josh. Let me speak to Big Josh. I want to speak to you, Muppet. All right, Josh, how you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. It's something to do...
What are you on about?
Let me speak to Joshua. It's something to do with masts, isn't it?
No.
But what about a cargo ship?
What about a sailing boat?
You listen, if you want to go off and snog Richard, and you go off and snog him, I'm tugging at Joshua's heartstrings. yeah, what about a cargo ship?
Well, a cargo ship doesn't have a mast.
Got you there.
I've been hoisted by my own petard. Hang on a second, Bruce is on the line. Bruce!
Evening, Ian. How you doing?
I'm all right. For a second there, I was worried it was Australian, Bruce, and everything would have been terrible. Bruce, do you know... And by the way, Richard and Joshua, thanks for this, guys. 08444991000. Do you know the difference between a ship and a boat, Bruce?
I've got to say I don't know. It's got to do something with the size.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not size. It's definitely not size.
Okay.
It's definitely...
I didn't actually have knowledge about boats, I've got to be honest. But you said about unsung heroes.
Can I just, one second, my sister, who used to be the brains in the family, has just asked me the most, unless, I'm hoping you know the answer, Joan, you're trying to catch me out, because I know the answer to this. Don't answer this, Kath, you'll know this. Let's start, Joshua, you still on the line?
Of course.
This is my sister's answer, right? She used to be the brains of the family. This is an obvious answer. What's the difference between flotsam and jetsam? Obvious. It's obvious. Go on, Bruce. Joshua.
Joshua? There's stuff that goes overboard from a ship, isn't it? I don't know.
Flipping it. Bruce, give us the answer, please. What's the difference between flotsam and jetsam?
I can't tell you because they're the bad eels in The Little Mermaid.
Oh, for crying out loud. It's in the answer's in the words. Flotsam, it's a bit like float, so that comes from a boat. Jetsam, airplane jet, it's stuff that falls out of an aeroplane.
What? No.
Yes! Yes, that is true! Flotsam is debris from a boat, jetsam is debris from an aeroplane. That is a fact!
Does that define the difference between a boat and a ship?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Isn't jetsam from, like, the French jeté, like, thrown stuff?
From an aeroplane?
No.
Yes!
From anything.
I swear to God, this is one thing I know.
Isn't it a Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Okay, someone's saying it's to do with girth, Richard and Joshua.
Yes, size.
No. The girth of the
do you
anchor.
Want to hear my best theory? Me and my friends have been discussing this for years.
Yes.
Must be tired.
I think on a boat,
yes.
You have to take your own drinks with you.
Oh, for crying out
loud. Or they're in a cool box. Jeez. On a ship. Drinks are served from a central location, such as a bar or a fridge.
Yeah.
Right. It's to do with, and I've been teasing you all this time, it's to do with lifeboats. A boat doesn't have lifeboats.
Well, it...
A ship has lifeboats. Ladies and gentlemen...
Ian,
yachts fit in that description? Is it a yacht, a boat, or a ship?
Hang on a minute. Button it, guys. Kath's kicking off.
I said that right at the beginning.
No, you didn't.
You get a boat in a ship, but you can't get a ship in a boat.
Oh, shut up. You said it was about size. You didn't mention anything to do with...
Yeah, I said you can put one inside the other.
You didn't mention anything to do with lifeboats. And I have to give credit to Ted, whose girlfriend I met while she was very, very drunk, and she was balancing pint glasses on her head. It was a terrible experience. Terrifying. But Ted used to be ex... No, is. He didn't used to be X. He is X. RNLI. So there's your answer, Richard. There's your answer, Joshua.
I want to go back to Kath's answer, which is, again, one of the entry-level answers, is that a ship can carry a boat, but a boat can't carry a ship.
Yeah. Boom. Unless it's a toy one.
But then where do the coracles come into it? You got a coracle.
Don't start me on coracles.
Boat can carry a coracle. A fishing boat can carry a coracle. A rowboat can carry a coracle.
You've destroyed her.
I didn't say a boat though, did
Richard,
I? It's not got a boat in it.
Richard,
it's got a coracle
you've
in it.
You've destroyed her, mate. You've destroyed her. Thank you, Ted. And it's to do with lifeboats. I hope that answers your question. And by that I mean, can you put the phone down now, please?
No.
Thanks very much indeed. Bruce, stay there. Come to you after this.
Late Night Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, earlier on I gave you a couple of ways you can listen to the show, and let me give you two more ways. If you can, if you're in the UK, you can listen on DAB, because people say, why give them that way to listen? Well, obviously they're listening, but they might not know the alternatives, you see. You can listen on DAB, you need to rescan your DAB, and sometimes you need to set it to a deep scan.
Like press and hold.
A deep scan to find Talk Radio. Or you can go to the website, talkradio.co.uk, and you can stream it online there, and you can listen to all past shows, bizarrely, in half-hour chunks. I don't understand why. It's not the design of a website I use, but obviously they got the format, the template from GeoCities, and boy, oh boy, they're going to stick with it. Why would they want to have a modern-looking a website when they can have an old-looking one for free? Obviously, that seems to be the thing. Bruce, we never got to the point of your call, so please, let's hear it now.
No problem at all. Evening, Ian. Evening, Cass.
Good evening, Bruce.
Evening, Brucey. Little Brucey bonus here.
So the other night, I called him for the first time, and we talked about how we met before, and it was through work.
Yeah.
Before I worked in TV, I used to work for a large supermarket.
Okay. Are you about to slag them off?
No.
Tesco.
No, this is about... No.
Asda.
This is to do... No.
Safeway.
No.
Sainsbury's.
That might be the one.
Okay. Yeah.
So, this is about unsung heroes, okay? So, I used to work some shifts in the cigarette kiosk.
Yeah.
Right? And I was working one day during the day when I was off from college, and served this guy who I couldn't work out if he was American, if he was Canadian, but he obviously had a bit of an accent. Yeah. And served him, off he went, nice fella. And the woman I was working with said, oh, do you recognise him?
Yeah.
And I said, no. Oh. And she went, oh, okay. She said, well, he comes in quite regularly, so, you know, see if you can work out who he is next time.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 2 days later, I came in again, spoke to him. Didn't recognise his face, didn't really recognise his voice, to be honest. Anyway, it's happened about two or three more times. And she said, have you not worked out who it is? And I said, no, I really cannot figure out who it could be. Can you please let me out of misery? She went, that's Matt Zimmerman. Yeah, your reaction was the same as mine, if I'm completely honest. Matt Zimmerman, it turned out, was the voice of Alan Tracy in Thunderbirds.
Oh, well, I mean, hang on a second. Right, yeah, how the hell were you supposed to know it was Matt Zimmerman? I don't even know which one that is.
No, I can't, I couldn't even, now, I mean, I did watch it, because it was, you know, re-shown in the 90s, I watched it then. And, you know, I was familiar with the programme.
Yes, but we're all familiar with the programme. But let's be honest, those Gerry Anderson programmes, may both Gerry and Sylvia rest in peace, filmed, of course, in Slough, those programmes are rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they don't hold up. They're a little bit wooden, pardon the pun.
Thank you very much indeed. He's here all week.
I didn't like their thick bottom lips.
I did like it when they grew stubble and sweated.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I didn't.
And I liked it when they did close up on their real hands.
Yeah, but apart from that, weren't the Beatles in Stingray or Thunderbirds once? Or was that Doctor Who? The Beatles were on television once. That I can definitely guarantee.
There's an unsung hero for you. And can I just leave you with another attempt at Katie Hopkins bingo?
So Rashid thinks she's going to be talking about sausages up her bum. What do you think Hopkins will be talking
three,
about?
Yeah? Yep. This is for hour three, yeah? So, based on what's been said so far, I reckon, alluding to what you were saying earlier, she could be asking what the difference is between a ship and a boat.
Yep, okay, she just, yeah.
Yep, or she could start talking about Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, well, is it Ghostbusters 2? It would be hard to top that, Bruce. We will see. So let's put down ship v boat. And Ghostbusters 2. Okay, we'll be finding out what she's talking about in the last hour. Thing is, she might get the tomorrow's papers in, so we have to try and guess what tomorrow's hate
she would
crime
have already
will
formed her rant, though, wouldn't she? I'm surprised she's not done corrupt Nigeria yet.
Well, the Prime Minister was right to be rude about Nigeria, because they're all corrupt, that lot.
Have you ever been scammed by a Nigerian? Call me now.
It's a disgusting little country. Cockroaches. Those children dying in the sea. Cockroaches. Dan's on the line. Good evening, Dan.
Yeah, hello there, guys. You all right?
Yeah. What have you got for us, Dan?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could give me some advice, actually.
With pleasure, mate.
I've just moved into a new flat, and my kitchen window looks over to the back of a car park into my neighbour's garden.
Dogging. Dogging. And prime dogging site.
Ian, it gets worse than that. Uh-oh. Like, it seems to be that there's illegal transactions going over my neighbour's wall to the car park.
Oh. Do you mean, now, are they sexual or drugual?
Well, over the wall?
Yeah, well, some people.
Yeah, over the wall.
Yeah. With a little glory hole.
No, it's not a glory hole.
By the way, that's the name of... I've got some bad news. Last week, we spoke about my new dance troupe, Manhole. There was an internal battle, and one of the lesser dancers has wrangled the name from me, so I can't be using that. But don't fear, because I will still be performing with my male dance troupe, Glory Hole, later on in the summer. Details to come, guys. Details to come. Continue with your story, Dan.
Right, so what it is, that I've seen them doing these transactions, but now the guy making transactions has clocked me watching them.
Hey, mate, so you're going to buy some.
Well, now I'm really paranoid.
It's like Rear Window.
If they get busted, what happens if they think I'm the one who's busted them?
Oh, you're grassing them up on live on national radio, mate.
Well, I haven't given my address yet, so.
Whereabouts do you live?
Thank you.
Well done, clever. So what? Your neighbour's selling drugs, or they're buying drugs?
So, yeah, they're selling. It's very obvious. But I'm looking over, like I'm doing the washing up, and I'm seeing very dodgy transactions. I'm like, what shall I do? Like, I don't want to, like, each of their own.
Don't score some. I'm joking. They're serving up, then you want to stay well away.
But they've seen me looking at them. Do I pretend that I've not seen them, or do I do, like, a jokey cover my eyes? Like, oh.
Cover my eyes?
What, and be complicit?
Am I going to be complicit? That's what I'm worried about now. If I get a knock at the door, am I suddenly been seeing what's going on?
Here's a thought. When you do your washing up in future, why don't you wear dark glasses?
And really ominous.
Well, no, yeah. And then occasionally wave a white stick.
Here's the thing, right? We're always happy to celebrate the success of the blind, okay? Andrea Bocelli, I only recently found out, was a blind man, right? Right. Someone said something the other day, and I don't know if this is true or not. I listen to The Archers quite a bit. It's on when I drive into work. Mm. I mean, I'm listening to Sam Delaney. But The Archers is also on, and there's a character in there called Jezza. Right? And Jezza, the character, can see. But someone told me that the gentleman who plays Jezza is a blind man.
What?
He's a blind man.
So he's acting unblind.
He's acting unblind. Now, if that's the case, BBC, you want to have more black people in jobs, and you want to give disabled people like acting jobs. When there's a disabled person, we get a disabled person to play them. You want to get an Indian person, we get an Indian person to play them. We don't do the old curry and chips thing, like the Spike Milligan black, or the A&R Fotman, the double A. We've got to get an actual Indian to play actual Indians. We can't black up anymore. Well, if Jezza can see, we should surely have a sighted actor playing the part of Jezza, not a blind man. BBC? Ah ha! Ah ha! BBC. Yes, everybody may have. They had an award ceremony recently, Dan. An award ceremony yesterday, right? For everyone working in radio. Do you know who won gold?
Who did? Tell me.
Everybody. Everybody won gold. They said, you're all winners. You've all won gold. Oh, sweet Lord. And yet they've got a blind man playing a sighted man? I'm taking this to the European Court of Human Rights.
But Ian, Taffer's told me to pretend to be a blind man. Is that racist to pretend to be blind when you're not?
No, because yours is to protect your safety.
Survival.
It's like in America, witness protection. And you have to take what it's generated from a computer, or it's the life of a dead man. Right? And you get that whatever they give you, you have to accept. And you've been given, Dan, the hand of a blind man. Not literally, but you have to live the rest of your life as a blind
exactly.
man.
Exactly, and that's the fortunate or unfortunate thing. Okay, it's an excellent cover, but you're going to have to walk down the street like that, and every time you see them, you have to pretend you don't.
Well, pretend I don't see them, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. So, choice is yours. Or grass them up.
Well, guys, it's been fantastic. Thank you very much.
Happy to help.
Dan, always happy to help, mate. Thank you very much. And do let us know how much he's serving up for. Russ is on the line. Good evening, Russ.
Good evening, ladies and gents.
Russ is wearing his tuxedo and his top hat and tails. Good evening, Russ.
I've actually got my smoking jacket on.
Good for you, sir. As long as you're not smoking what his next door neighbour's selling. What you got for us, boss?
No, them days are long gone. Fortunately, it's just a bit of the legal stuff.
There we go, the legal stuff. That's good. And we do not condone. And we're flipping about drug use on this show. We certainly do not condone.
No jazz fags here.
No. What you got for us,
jazz
Russ?
Jazz fags are like that. I was ringing up about heroes, but I just wanted to commend your... I like the name for a band, Manholes.
Well, Manhole is I'm afraid that's gone. There were ructions in Manhole. And,
I prefer Glory Hole.
Glory Hole is happening. Glory Hole may be coming to your town.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for the Glory Hole.
Did you know Comrade Corbyn likes manholes or man's holes?
I did not know that. I'm worried we're going slightly somewhere.
He actually, like a train spotter. I'm not taking the. You know what? He can tell by looking at manholes where they're manufactured. Whatever. I don't know. I was interviewed about it on Lorraine Kelly a few months ago.
Yeah, she always gets to the nub of the issue, doesn't she?
Oh yes.
You've got 40 seconds.
Right. Fuzz Townsend.
Yeah.
Used to be the drummer in Pop Will Eat Itself. He's now the chap off Car SOS. Lovely bloke. I'm friends with him on Facebook, actually.
What the hell is Car SOS?
Oh, it's brilliant. They take cars. There has to be some kind of sort of sob story. You know, someone who's ill and the car's been standing in the garage 20 years and it's a bit of a... Yeah. Sort of classic, you know.
Oh, well, they turn it round and they say to the car, Russ, we're out of time. Thank you, mate. Listen, we may speak to you after midnight when we take calls straight to air. We may also be going live to New Zealand to talk to an 11-year-old about the Illuminati.
Talk radio.
I'm chatting to the good folk on Periscope. We can watch the show. There's not really a lot to see. It's a fat old man sitting in a studio. But during the news, I will be answering questions. Coming up after midnight. Final round of Katie Hopkins bingo for tonight, and probably this week, I think, because I'm sure I'll get a rollicking tomorrow for it. And we'll be taking your calls straight to air. You can call in about absolutely anything you like.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hang on a second. Oh, dear. Volume.
They sack him here. They sacked him there. Sometimes it's harsh, sometimes it's fair. They'll sack him again, my friends, this we all know. Until then, it's the Ian Lee Show.
Exciting news, I'm having a big package waved in my face. No, it's not the rehearsals for Glory Hole. It's a genuine big package. Guys, have we checked this for anthrax? And if this is a bomb, right, make sure you're recording this, because this is going to be the award. It's a big package. Let's have a little look. It is... Ooh. This is... exciting, isn't it? Let's have a little look at this. What the hell is this? Did you order this? Who the hell is Mr. Kevin Adamson? Mr. Kevin Adamson has sent me something at what looks like great expense. I'm opening it's a record, I can tell you that much, guys. I'm opening it up. It's in bubble wrap, so that's the kids sorted tomorrow. Kids, Daddy's got you a present. What is it? Bubble wrap. Yeah! Okay, it's wrapped beautifully. There's a bow and, hang on a second. It's a bit, fiddly-diddly. Okay, let's have a little look. Look at that. Now, this is fantastic. Kevin, why have you sent me? And this is wonderful. Boy, oh boy, thank you so much indeed. It's a vinyl double LP, the very best of the Beach Boys, The Sounds of Summer. There's no note with it. It just says here, from Kevin Adamson in Derby. You've paid a lot of money for this, Kevin. Can I, first of all, thank you so much indeed. It's got Kokomo on it, which is one of the greatest Beach Boys songs of all times. May I ask why? Thank you very much. Gratefully received. It looks absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much indeed. May I ask why? What have I done to deserve such an honour? And honestly, that's very kind. I'm genuinely touched, man. You spent a lot of money on that, and there's no need for you to do that, because I'm doing all right. Turns out I'd miscalculated my savings by quite a lot today, I found out. And boy, was I in shock when I found out exactly how much I'd miscalculated my savings. But I'm doing all right, so there's no need. But thank you very much indeed. The way this hour of the show works, it's slightly different from the rest of the show. We'll play Katie Hopkins Bingo. We'll have a little listen a little bit later on, see what she's talking about. And we can carry on talking about all the stuff we've spoken about so far. Who, whom. We'll talk about sit-ups a little bit later on. Boats and ships. Unsung heroes. Musical heroes that we kind of maybe missed or got lost along the way, or maybe you ended up working with someone who turned out to be the drummer from All About Eve, or you can just phone up and make fart noises down the phone. It really is as simple as that. It's entirely up to you, dear listener, how this next hour goes. The way it works is you call up, 7 pence a minute plus access charge, significantly more from mobile, so try and call from a landline or check with your provider. But the phone number is 0844 499 1000. You don't speak to Ed, you won't speak to Catherine, you'll speak straight to me like this. Line one, you're on the wireless. Okay, a bit louder. That was Sparks, one of my favorite bands. Sparks are weird, right? I mean, I could end that sentence there. When I say one of my favourite bands, I've got loads of their albums, right? And I don't really know the albums, I don't really know the songs, the titles, but I love just picking a Sparks album at random and just whacking it on. Sparks are flipping brilliant. The reason I got into them, I interviewed them at another radio station, we were offered them, and all I knew about them was, "This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us," you know, the hit, the big hit. And I went, "Do you know what? Yeah, we'll have them, we'll have a punt." And they had a song out at the time called "All I Do Now Is Dick Around," which the BBC had refused to play. And I listened to it, and I said, "We'll play it." It was a speech station. I said, "We'll play it." And they came in, Ron and Russell Mayall. And they were, I guess, in their late 50s, maybe, when they came in. So they were older than they were a long time ago. And they were so quiet and softly spoken, just gentlemen. Obviously incredibly intelligent, right? And a joy to interview. And I said to them, "Look, if you want, we can make this the first interview where we don't mention This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us." And they said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, we won't mention it." And they had such adorable senses of humour. And they said, "Look, we're playing a gig tonight. Do you want to come?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll come." I'd never seen them live. Flippin' heck. The noise these two softly spoken gentlemen made. Oh, it was wonderful. From that moment, I was hooked. Hooked. If you ever get the chance to see Sparks live, it's hilarious. They've got such good senses of humour. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Right, is this Perry Radio?
Sorry?
Is this Perry Radio?
Yes, it is.
Hi there, yeah, it's Martin.
Hello, Martin. What have you called in for?
I was for a chat, really.
What do you want to chat about?
Well, I was just, I was just doing some bits and pieces for uni. I've just started a job at Mackie D's.
And have you seen anyone masturbating in there?
No, I haven't. Not yet, okay. No.
It will happen, because there's a... I'll tell you what, Martin, say hello to Line 2.
Hi, Line 2.
Hello?
Hi there.
The BBC is frightening. Katie Hopkins is not so inviting. Talk radio's the one for me. Ian Lee, Ian Lee, Ian Lee. LBC have Darren Adam. We've got Vinny and Gatford and Alan. The choice is so easy. Ian Lee, Ian Lee, Ian Lee. when I finally say goodnight. Oh, I hate when you go off at one. That's why I'm singing this song. My name is John. Now he's taking calls straight to air. It's dangerous, but he doesn't care. I'm glad that we all agree. Ian Lee, Ian Lee, Ian Lee. And Castanade as well. Ian? Mott the Hoople is my band that everyone's forgotten about. Mott the Hoople. Right. Tour, everyone. Tour me, ducks. I'll be off now.
You see what you've done, Martin? You did
what
that.
What was that?
You did that. You did that. Right, try again. Say hello to line three.
Hello, line three.
Ian Lee, you are a carbuncle of a man. Globule.
Martin, what the hell have you done to this show? You've crashed the show. You've crashed the show.
Oh, dear.
Did you say you were studying as well as working at Mackie D's?
Yeah, I study at Salford University. I do TV and radio.
Ah. And what do you want to do when you leave?
Well, I'm really enjoying the radio side at the moment. I do sort of radio imaging, and I do my own radio show on student radio.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully, I'm sort of specialising in the radio element next year as well. So fingers crossed.
Radio is more fun than TV. TV pays better. Radio is more fun, and you get more control.
Exactly.
Yeah. So try it one more time, Martin. Say hello to line two.
Hello, line two.
Hello, good evening. It's Podcast Psy. Hello.
Ethan. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I was just going to say hello, really. I've talked to you for years and years and years since your ABC days. And because of work, I'm always kind of weeks and weeks behind. And so I'm still listening to the podcast, I think, from back at the beginning of April. I just thought I'd ring up about subjects about them, basically.
I'm going to let the presenter answer that.
I thought it was straight to her.
I'm Martin. I'm on another line at the moment.
So are we on air, and we've just been put together?
Yeah, we're both on air.
Do you know what? Ian used to be so cool, but he's changed.
Oh, that's a bit, that's him.
So my first call, after 10 years, actually finally, or ringing Ian, I finally rang, and I was speaking to some loser called Martin. What's all that about?
Ian, would you like to explain yourself?
Ian, I wanted to talk to you about testicles. And it's nothing rude either.
I think Ian's doing his best to ignore us, to be honest.
If he doesn't answer me in the next 2 minutes, I'm going to beat up Dennis.
Ian, would you like to come and save your show?
There he was on Facebook yesterday. Yeah, for calls. I don't get enough calls. I'm worried about it. The calls have dropped off. And when you do ring, he doesn't even answer you.
No, I don't. He's like, would you like to call? For now, I'm going to call.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just bear with me a second.
Hello?
Flotsam comes out of
the
boat. Jetsam is what comes out of an aeroplane.
No.
Cass was closest when she said jeté.
Well, you just said closest, so that's not even a word. So,
no,
so already I'm winning.
And I told you about Shuggy Otis. I tweeted
weeks ago. No, you didn't.
To get him on your show, and then
you're like,
oh,
no, you didn't.
Pretending it's reggae and.
No, you didn't. You didn't. Why are you doing this? You're thousands of miles away. Why are you trolling me? Stop trolling me.
Because I can.
Is Dylan there, please? I want to find out about the Illuminati.
Yeah, hold on. I'm just going to put him on.
Okay,
hold
Dylan, on. Dylan's my Dylan, nephew. It's like 20 or something.
Hello.
Hey, man, how you doing? Why the hell aren't you at school?
Because I'm ill.
Well, you don't sound ill. You should be doing a sick voice. There we go. That's it. Listen, I'm this guy's uncle. I'm his godfather. I've got to be teaching him these things. This is it. You can't come into work today. I mean, I can try if you want. No. Stay at home. Stay at home. What's wrong with you, man? What have you got? Like the lurgy or something?
No. I just woke up really weirdly.
What does that mean? You woke up weirdly? What? You woke up on the floor?
No, I just woke up a lot later than I usually do, and I felt really weird.
Okay, listen, everybody, what are you now, 16, 17, something like that?
11.
Okay, I was close. Still in touch. Now, listen, you know all about the Illuminati, is that correct?
Yeah or no.
Tell me about the Illuminati. What do you know?
Well, basically, the Illuminati is an organization that rules some of the world's leaders to do things, basically.
What kind of things do they get them to do?
Like, create laws against things and make really stupid decisions.
Have you heard of a man called David Icke, Dylan?
No.
David Icke, right, he knows all about this stuff. He knows a lot more about this stuff than I do. And he's supposed to be coming on the show, but he keeps cancelling, which makes me think there's a conspiracy against me. So the laws that they pass, are they, in your opinion, laws that are bad for us?
Not necessarily. They're usually laws that you're not really supposed to pay attention to, because they don't really want you to know anything.
Well, hang on, man. What laws are you not supposed to pay attention to? Like murder?
Well, no, like, laws that you're not really going to notice, like, that don't really have any kind of relation to anything.
Okay.
And that's what makes them so secret.
And can you name one of the Illuminati?
Well, you.
What? Where did you get that from? Me?
Yeah, you.
How am I the Illuminati? I would say that, of course, if I were the Illuminati, but still. How am I the Illuminati, Dylan?
Everything leads up to it.
Is it because I'm working for, like, the media, so I'm part of the problem?
No, it's just because I don't trust you.
You flipping heck! You've changed, sunshine. When's your birthday? Oh, it's just happened, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, nuts. Well, when's Christmas? That's got to be soon. Christmas has got to be coming soon. You better change your tone, young man. Otherwise, the Illuminati is not going to be buying you any Xbox games. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Is the Queen involved?
You tell me, Mr. Illuminati.
But can I just say to all the other callers who've called in, Sherlock yesterday, all the callers that have called in and tried to own me, right? There's an 11-year-old 10,000 miles away that is destroying me on the air. Nobody else has managed to do this, all right? Nobody else has managed it. This young man is totally poning me.
Because I've unleashed your secret identity.
Shut up, man! Stop it! Leave the secret identity. All right, let's get into pop culture. What music are you listening to at the moment?
Nothing really in particular.
You're being very vague. Dylan, you can trust me. Why are you being so vague?
Because I don't really have time to listen to the...
Okay, you're too busy researching the Illuminati.
Yeah.
How do you find out about all of this stuff?
Well, I mean, friends, internet, you.
Oh, man, I miss you so much. How's Pepper doing? Is she all right?
Yeah.
Getting on your nerves?
Yeah,
of course. That's what little sisters are meant to do, man, of course. That's what all sisters are meant to do. You know your mum, of course, is my big sister. She still gets on my nerves.
You still get on hers.
Good. Good. That's the way it should be. And I will keep doing it until one of us is in our grave, Dylan. One of us will be in our grave. Listen, anything else you want to say? Because I know last time you came on, you felt you hadn't said everything you wanted to say. Is there anything else you want to say before I cut you off?
Nothing apart from the fact that you're Illuminati.
Bye-bye, Dylan. Did you hear that? What a little so-and-so. Little so-and-so. I'm tempted to fly all the way to New Zealand, turn up at their house, slap his legs, and then fly all the way back home. Thank you, Dylan. Always a pleasure, mate. Always a pleasure. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't be so disappointed.
Just wanted to chime in on the boat and ship argument.
Yes, please do.
I think that it's quite obvious a ship has got more than one engine.
Yes, that sounds
more than...
Well, hang on, a ship has got more than one engine.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how many engines has a boat got?
Well, it could have zero or, one, but certainly not more than one.
No, submarines are boats, and they have more than one engine.
Are they boats?
Yeah.
Submarines?
No, submarines are classed as boats.
Are they there?
Are you drunk?
Joshua wants to say something.
Oh, it's not you lot again, is it? Flipping it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's like the episode of Sapphire and Steel where they keep ending back up in the cafe. They can't, every time they leave, whatever route they go, they end up back in the cafe. We're ending up back in the cafe.
We're just looking for a definitive answer.
Okay, well, I've got a definitive answer for you. It's good night. Thanks very much indeed. 0844 499 1000. And this, dear listener, is how the last hour works. You thought the first 2 hours were unstructured. You ain't heard nothing yet. You can call in about literally anything. The Illuminati is real, isn't it? I think it is a real... I don't believe the lizard things. And let's really try and push. Let's email Ike again. I'm going to email Ike. Give me Ike's email. I've been texting him. Let's phone him up. Let's phone him up tomorrow. We will phone up Ike, and we will do our best to get him on the show. I think from what little I know, the Illuminati is actually a real thing. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm not. I don't. I'm literally talking out of my my head. Oh, we've got another round of Hopkins, Katie Hopkins bingo as well. We don't know what she's talking about in the last hour of the show. Let me freeze Cars in the style of Gary Numan karaoke, and let's go. If you want to get in your final bits on Katie Hopkins bingo, 0844 499 1000. Where's the little window on my computer? Let's open this up. So far, the suggestions we've got. She's talking about what flavour sausage she's going to stick up her bum. Ships versus boats. And then something else there that I can't quite read. So let's... Kath, do you want to come in here? Let's have a little think about what it is she might be talking about. It's not been that hate-fuelled so far. Women's shoes... Sheridan Smith, I always confuse Sheridan Smith with Sheridan Morley. And Sheridan Morley was a fat man.
Yeah.
And Sheridan Smith is not a fat man. She's a very talented young actor, female actor. Mm. And you notice I didn't say actress because I am not the dinosaur that many, many people think I am. Well, let's hit the play button and let's find out exactly what Katie Hopkins is banging on about. It's buffering.
We've got an established home, we've got everything in it.
Oh,
we don't need anything.
Sweet. Do you know, I had an invite through and it was going well. It said, just like you, Martin, well, it didn't go on about being a stud muffin and having an ex-wife around you and all that stuff. But, you know, I'm kudos to you for that, for getting on with your exes. Frankly, I didn't speak to my ex-husband. Mm. I haven't done since he walked out and ran off with the secretary. But back to the...
Oh, and what about that time you were doing it with a married man in a field?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean?
So, could you please give us cash?
Oh, yeah, she's talking about the wedding story. Because she's they're obviously trying to soften the image. Soften the image, darling. Forget the woman calling dying children cockroaches and having it away with a married man in a field. Let's soften the image. That's what they're going to do there. Good show tonight, and the calls have kind of dried up, and that's fine. That's fine, because we had a really strong run of calls for the first hour and a half of the show, and I'm quite content to let the last 30 minutes just kind of potter along, and if people want to call in, they're welcome to, and if they don't want to call in,
fine.
You know, that's all groovy. That's all groovy. We can just sit here just chat about...
wonder what Claire's doing. She's got the house to herself, no boyfriend. She's probably...
Who's Claire? Oh, God, blimey. There's a story in the papers I don't believe.
Just the one?
Yeah, well, there's one. There's one I don't believe.
Go on.
The mum at 72.
Mm.
I don't believe it.
Mm.
I don't believe it.
Well...
I'm suspicious. I think it's a lie. I think it's a cover-up. I don't know. I don't know what it's a cover-up for. A woman of 72, there's no... You see this woman, right? She's like proper old school 72. She's old, right? Indian, I think.
Yes.
Old school, right? There is no way that woman could pass a baby without breaking both hips.
Oh, blimey!
She couldn't.
Yeah, but maybe they did a C-section.
She probably couldn't even get up the flipping stairs. I don't believe it. And you mark my words, just as... I think I was the only person that when the drone hitting the airplane story broke, I went, I don't believe that actually happened. I'm going to be the first person to call this as bullshine. Utter bullshine. 08444991000. Here's the story. I tell you what, let's have a break, then we'll do the story.
The wild man of late night radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Line one, you're on the wireless.
By Jove, I needed that.
And that is how it works, and that's the joy. It's weird because sort of 12 till 1 is a weird time, right? It's a weird time. It's like it's Wednesday's over and Thursday's kind of just begun, and if you're not to sleep by now, you're going to be struggling in the morning. And the weather is making people feel weird. It's very close out there. We need a good thunderstorm to clear the air. And people are phoning up and doing that, and that's brilliant. And that person will be a form of release that person actually did that. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Morning, Ian. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, fella. What you got for us?
Mate, I'm just checking for my text to the Daily Star today, if you've got it, like Daily Star in front of you.
The Daily Star, yes. You want me to check, see if your text is in there, do you?
If you don't mind, but please. Oh, I didn't get into that, because
right. So I'm looking for pub lunch, right? It's weird that they haven't done it today. Normally the Daily Star, that they'll be like, the text of the day will be, I don't know, like the Norks on that, I can't think of, Abby Clancy. Could we see a picture of her in her pants? Happy to oblige. Big Jock Devon, Liz Cooper, Tony B, Moaning Minnie, Steve Real, Teesside Girl, Mac... Tony Cosley, Charlton Gary, Alan Bolton, Jay Star, DJ Adler, Texty McTechface, Brian's, Leo Leeds, Intercity Dave, Cole, Normid Nobby Blackpool, Box On, and Comancho Johnny. I'm afraid it's not in there, mate. Thanks for calling. Line two, you're on the wireless. Oh, it's a great song. Classic. Genuinely a classic. It's a classic. It's a brilliant song. We're together now. In no man's land, all together. Oh, this is a tune, actually, isn't it?
You could probably get your monkey swing onto this, couldn't you?
Yeah, this is an actual tune.
I used to wear dungarees.
Ah, well, that's fine. Thank you for that, mate. That was an that is a proper tune. That is a classic. I've forgotten how good that was. That sounded a lot better than I was expecting it to. Spartacus, that was the album, wasn't it? Spartacus. Yes, line one, you're live on Talk Radio.
You went a little bit James O'Brien-ish with the Flotsam and Jetsam. And I want to warn the listeners, because I've discovered, you know what he does? He's like, oh, well, you're going to know more than you do now. Actually, you don't.
What on earth are you wittering on about,
man? Do you want me to have a word with her about?
Yes, please.
Mais qu'est-ce que tu fais là? Chaque fois que tu me téléphones, tu parles de James O'Brien et tu sais qu'on ne peut pas faire ça. Il ne travaille pas là.
On peut parler de Kitty Hopkins.
Ouais, mais c'est pour alerter les gens.
Oh, fair enough, I guess.
All right, so just be told.
Okay, bye then.
Carry on talking. Carry on. Oh, she's gone. Cause I was just finding this.
I was telling her off. I was being very strict. It wasn't romance. Not Bergerac.
Okay, in that case, this of course is the music that I should have been playing. Hang on a second. This is good. This looks good. Hang on, here we go. Oh.
Yes.
There we go. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number.
Listen very carefully.
A woman of 72 is a woman of 72 is believed to be the world's oldest new mum after having her first child with her 79-year-old husband. I don't believe this story. I don't believe this story.
What, even IVF?
Daljinder Kaur gave birth to healthy baby son Arman in Havana last month after just 1 year of IVF treatment. Her fertility clinic was reluctant to treat her at first, but she had dollar. The doting new mother said, and I won't do the accent, but imagine the accent. It's the Indian accent is one of the finest accents in the world. I love it. I'm looking after the baby all by myself. I feel so full of energy. My husband is also very caring and helps me as much as he can. Her farmer husband, Mohinder Singh Gill, claimed he had no worries about what will happen to Arman in Havana when the pair pass away. He said, jeez. I have full faith in God. He is omnipotent and omnipresent. He'll take care of everything. Yeah, God don't breastfeed. God doesn't change nappies, mate. It takes a little bit more than God to change a dirty nappy.
Well, and they had an IVF baby, so...
It's a sinning baby. It's a sinning baby. Yes, line one.
Je vis assis, tel qu'un ange aux mains d'un barbier, en poignant une chope à forte cannelure, l'hypogastre et le col combré, une gambier aux dents, sous la gonflée d'impalpable voilure. Tels que les excréments chauds d'un vieux colombier, mille rêves en moi font de douces brûlures. Puis, par instant, mon cœur triste est comme un aubier, quand sanglante l'or jeune et sombre des couleurs.
Wow.
Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit.
Thank you very much indeed.
Comme il est romantique.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know. And that's the beauty. This is why I love this hour. And it's really worked. The last two nights, it's worked perfectly. Because I don't care what that guy was saying, you know, and people can phone up and do whatever they want. Let's try this one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
What colour is bum fluff?
Red.
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Before glasses were invented in the 1960s, what did people with bad eyesight do?
This is me.
No.
Any more? No. Those were some adverts I did for Scrumpy Jack.
Really?
Yeah. And basically, it was maybe doing the vox popping that I used to do on the 11 o'clock show. We went all around the country and did it. And they were very, very funny. Very funny, actually. Very funny. And but I'd forgotten that I did them, right? This is in the last 6 years. I remember I went to Sainsbury's, and this kid, there was these kids on the bike, and one of them went, "It's the bum fluff man."
Wow.
And I went, and I went like that. He's 14, and I gave him the finger. And he went, "Oh, no, son, no, I didn't mean anything." But I said, "Jog on, pal." And then, like, 2 days later, I realised he was referring to that. And he was actually saying, they used to show them before Celebrity Juice and stuff like that. And there's the audience enjoying the hello, hello theme.
As well they might.
Yes. They were good, those things. If I'm honest, we did, for those particular ones, we did choose people who looked like they were mentally ill. Which is, you know. Yeah. Yes, line one. Groovy Train, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is a tune. Thank you very much. Enjoyed that. I'm enjoying the farm. Yes, line two, you're on the wireless.
Now, listen very carefully, young man. Dr. Schmullips here. Am I right in thinking that that creature is taken over from Clive Bullslot?
No, incorrect data.
Oh, I haven't kept in touch with those guys for a long while. So
long time.
Yes.
Good.
Then I'm.
You're in the right place, Dr. Schmullips. You're in the right place here on TalkRadio.co.uk. Trust me.
I'm actually delighted that this station has come about.
Thanks for calling.
And I mean from the heart of my bottom.
Thank you very much indeed. That's it's a romantic.
Deeply felt.
If ever there was. Let's time for a little break.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Do you fancy a Pradeep?
I don't know if I can pull off a long one, but I reckon I could beat you easily, so yeah, why not?
Ready?
Cass going to count this in. So it's one, two, three, go, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Hang on a second. And you can't look on Periscope because you'll see my secret technique.
Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Here we go.
One, two, three, go.
See, I knew it would be an easy
another
one.
Another one bites the dust.
I knew it would be an easy one. Thanks for calling. I hope I've not destroyed your dreams too much, but that was pathetic. That was pathetic.
You destroyed her.
Can you talk for a minute? I've got to do some very complicated mathematics.
Okay. Do you want to know the difference between who and whom?
Yes, I do, actually,
right.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Well, it's not easy, because Happy Tree muffed it up, didn't they? And it's quite complicated. But actually, there's a really easy way of remembering it. Remember the M's. So whom replaces him. And he is what you'd use for who, right?
I wasn't listening because I was doing really complicated maths. But it sounded like a lot of fun. Thanks very much indeed for that. So I don't think this woman... We'll talk about sit-ups in a minute.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't like people who use I incorrectly.
That's all from Ian and me is correct, but it sounds wrong.
Yeah. No, it doesn't sound wrong. It sounds right.
Well, to some people, because they think it should always be Ian and I, or it should always
It's if you would say I, if you would say...
Take the Ian bit out.
Yeah, and that's all from I. Well, you wouldn't say that. You'd say me. So that means it's Ian and me.
Exactly.
But if you would say, that's a nice I, then you would include me. So that Indian woman's a liar. Right, that sorted. It's not the best.
From whom was the present? From him.
It was from the guy who gave me that Beach Boys album, that Beach Boys album cost a lot of money.
Who gave you the present? He did.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. This is why I'm having a word with you, right? It's why I'm with you. Again, it's Hopkins, right? Where is it? It's in the Star.
Yeah, why did you want to have a go at me about
it's not
it?
Page 19 in the Star. Why did I say page 19? It was on the left-hand side. That's the one-armed lady Where is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, wasn't allowed to ride this ride.
Yeah, and she's having a whinge. Well, you need to have two arms.
Because she's got to be able to climb down.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going, a thrill seeker was booted off of Alton Towers Smiler Ride because she had one arm. Sarah Pond said she was baffled by the decision to exclude her from the attraction on which two women lost their limbs in a horror crash last year. It was all right for them with no limbs. Well, I've got no... Anyway. Let me find this thing. I'll tell you why. Right.
Go on.
Let me find it. Where... Oh, 844-499-1000, by the way. Here we go, it's on page 10. Why did I write page 19? Because I'm an idiot. Right. Uproar at Black Only B posts. Raging Canty's racism rant. Gobby Katie Hopkins sparked a row yesterday by blasting the racist the BBC for seeking non-whites paid interns. Outraged callers rang in to vent their fury after LBC roast. So basically, she got publicity for doing the lame phone-in on her thing, right? What were we doing yesterday? Where have you not won out? Why aren't I in the Daily Star? This is what I want to know, right?
Could you know why?
She did. It's a conspiracy. The Illuminati.
LBC writes the papers.
Well, why don't we write to them? She did a lame phone-in about the BBC. I was doing a brilliant phone-in about the best place you've not won out and other stuff. What other stuff did we talk about yesterday?
Oh, loads.
Loads of stuff. That should be in the papers. That should be in the papers.
Listen, Ian, don't you think it's best we're not in the papers for a bit? After our little visit to the papers.
That's actually an excellent...
Let's not go in the papers.
Excellent thing. 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number. I think I've done the back counting right, but I generally do the back counting wrong, so I could be
I can't help
off.
You with counting.
Here's... Right, this is what I've been wanting to talk about for days, right? For days and days and days. And now we've got... I'm glad no one's calling in, because it gives me the time to address this, which is what I think is the important issue of the misuse of disused tissues.
Let's hear it.
So Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Stone have split up, right, because he had an affair with the hairdresser.
She says that. Right. Well, she's hinted that.
Now it's Ozzy Osbourne has moved back home after he was kicked out by wife Sharon over claims of a fling with a celebrity hairstylist. Sharon has spoken for the first time about the week-long standoff. She said on USTV, he's back, I'm out of the house, I'm not with him, but I speak to him. Sure.
Right. She got a new show coming up.
I've met Ozzy Osbourne, right? He smells amazing. He's the nicest smelling man in the world.
Would you?
He's not all there. Why would? And maybe I'm missing something here, right? Why would anybody now want to have an affair with him? He can't walk straight. He can't talk. He can't think. The bloke is not all there because he once famously, I think it was in front of Lemmy. I may have got this rock story wrong. He snorted a line of, do you know what I'm going to say next? Ants.
Oh, yeah.
To show how tough he was. Well, I mean, come on, man.
It's not that tough. That's just dirty.
The guy is not there. It's the same with Brian Wilson, right? The guy is not there very often. Occasionally he's there. He's not there very often. But he's married and they've adopted kids. And I do think, what the hell is going on?
Okay, I can tell you.
Go.
Money. It's a very powerful aphrodisiac for some women.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, because that's then doing a disservice.
No.
Because I did meet Brian Wilson's wife, and Melinda, she was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful. I don't think she was in it for the money. I think she genuinely loved him.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's money, though.
I think money helps. I would suggest if they were bin men and in that state, they wouldn't be looked at twice.
Well, I suppose. It's
a nice little icebreaker.
It's a nice little icebreaker.
Maybe the heart wants what it wants and just we can't see it and that's fine.
Well, that would.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't believe the Beyonce thing. I think it's a very clever publicity thing. And, you know, even Sharon Osbourne now is hopping on it because she's talking about Lemonade. I mean, for heaven's sakes.
Have you posted the podcast?
Yes.
Is it up now? People can download it. People can go to the iTunes now and download the best of this show before this show's even ended.
I'm looking at it now on my phone.
Wowzers. What? I've written down all of the pages completely. Ah, here we go. Now, this guy's a legend. 0844-499-1000. And this is Vinny, who called in yesterday. If you missed it, it was about this time of the show that Vinny called in.
She was lovely.
I haven't spoken to her for about 5 or 6 years, and she called in. And it was a genuine thrill to be reunited with my former on-air wife. But no, she's not called in again. She's trolling me on Twitter, actually. Genuinely trolling me on Twitter. It seems to disappear for a while, so there we go.
What about Habiba? She sounded interesting.
She's a female undertaker. Muslim undertaker.
Wow.
Yeah, she is interesting, actually. Train fanatic. Chuffed at station's feet. Surely a better headline you could be had by all. Train fanatic David Brewer has clocked up 250,000 miles travelling to every railway station in Britain. That is brilliant. When I'm... No, do you know what? Because it would be easy to knock this bloke.
I think it's a man thing, that collector instinct.
Yeah, definitely. Men like stats and figures and lists.
Women would like something to show for it.
The retired ticket office clerk, 68... Here we go. This is interesting. All right. So he's been to every train station. Guess how many train stations there are then in the country?
68.
Oh, do a sensible guess.
69.
Right. Get out of the studio. Actually, get out of the studio. I'm serious.
I've
get out of the studio.
I've got a question from James.
I don't give
What's
it
the
stuff.
Best way to call from overseas.
Out. God. I'll talk to you, dear listener. This is genuinely... 08444991000. This is genuinely surprising, right? So he's been to every railway station. I would have said there were, like, 10,000 stations in the world, in the country. 10,000. Well, it says here there are only 2,550. 2,550. That doesn't seem right at all. That can't be right. There's got to be more than that, hasn't there? Not according to train fanatic David Brewer. What a nice thing to do, because riding on a train, 08444991000, by the way, 7 pence a minute, significantly more from mobile phones. We don't call you back this part of the show. Riding on trains is a pleasurable thing. I had the delight of travelling to Oxford by train recently, and it was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, right? It's a nice thing to travel by train. My ears are still bunged up. I'm going to have to go to the doctors. Probably going to have to get antibiotics. I've had this cold and the cold has gone. But I'm still, my ears keep getting bunged up. And I do the holding my nose and blowing. And they don't pop. They sort of squeak and fizz. And then they go back in. It's very annoying. Anyway. But travelling on a train is a nice thing to do. And it sounds like a lovely hobby. The retired ticket office clerk, 68, photographed all 2,550 platforms during his four-year odyssey. David of Chorley, Lancashire, said,
I like travelling, and I like travelling by train. My wife is happy about it.
Yeah, because she's having an affair. She's not, but she might be. You don't know. The thing is, you just don't know, do you? These days. His final stop was Mania Station in Cambridge in 2011. What? 2011? That's 5 years ago. What the flipping heck are we... Why the hell are we talking about it now? That seems like a ridiculous thing to... I feel like I've been stitched up then. And let's do one more story. So I've written the page down right. I've done most of them wrong. Oh, here we go. This is ridiculous by Holly Christodoulou. Scientists have found a cure for cancer and AIDS, and now they're doing nonsense again. They've worked out why watching one episode of a TV show turns into a binge of 3 or 4 hours, because you get hooked, because they end one show on a cliffhanger and you want to find out what happens next. And most American TV shows are 42 minutes long because of the ads. That's my theory. But scientists say viewers lose the ability to think about their actions and cannot stop watching. Which means they lose the ability to think because they're thinking about that. They know what their actions are going to be. Of course, they know what their action. They were, oh, that was good. Should we watch one more? Yeah, got nothing else on. Might as well. We're not going up in the morning. Yeah, fine. Whack another one on. Research by the University of Ottawa and Newcastle University found most people now binge on shows like Game of Thrones starring Emilia Clarke once a week. In 2013, Netflix released House of Cards, the first show released all in one go. The study says streaming services should do more. The study says streaming services should do more to dissuade bingers. Oh, come on. Why? It's not a bad thing, is it? It's not necessarily a bad thing to do that. It's quite a nice, pleasurable thing. All together! Let's have a bit of this, shall we? Do you know what, dear listeners? This is where we work out if my back counting was up to scratch. And how many times have I got it right so far? Zero times. Imagine when I used to work in commercial music radio and we actually had to back count the songs properly. Otherwise, you'd get a rollicking. If you want to download the podcast, go to iTunes, type in Ian Lee Talk Radio or your usual podcast provider. You can email ian@ianlee.com. We'll be back tomorrow at 10. Till then, from us, ta-ta. Bugger, they put in like a really long fade and then faded early. What's the point of giving me a track time if you're not going to stick to it?
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.